I don't need another flu shot. I had a flu shot last year.
A swine flu epidemic may be coming.
Swine flu shot? Well, I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
It could make you very sick.
Swine flu? Man, I'm too fast for that to catch me.
You'll want to be protected.
I'm the healthiest 55-year-old you've ever seen. Hey, I play golf every weekend.
Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Joe brought it home from the office. He gave it to Betty and one of his kids and to Betty's mother. But Betty's mother went back to California the next day. On her way to the airport, she gave it to a cab driver, a ticket agent, and one of the charming stewardesses. At school, Joe's kid gave it to some other kids, and Mrs. Merrill got it and gave it to her husband. In California, Betty's mother gave it to her best friend, Dottie. But Dottie had a heart condition and she died. But before she died, Dottie gave it to her girlfriend, the mailman, the paper boy, and the vet when she went to pick up her chihuahua.
If a swine flu epidemic comes, this is how it could spread. You'll want to be protected, especially if you're elderly or chronically ill. Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live here tonight, and this is a disgusting situation going on here right now at the InfoWars Command Center. Jason Burmes is here, normally doing the InfoWarrior from 9 to midnight. He's riding shotgun with me tonight, at least for a while. You know, this stuff doesn't even bother me anymore, some of the things that are going on behind the scenes. We have had vicious government threats today. And I have my good, thank you. And I have my reasons for not getting into that until the time and place, at the request of some of the people involved in it. But I had some guests on today. I'll leave it at that. And the government is hopping mad. And the faxes, the phone calls were coming in. The things I have right here in my little hand that I can't show you. And what did I do? I can't even keep track of it. The feds aren't letting us know either what it is. I think it's the new FBI document I've got that we're going to put up tomorrow. Or it could be the vaccine information. But we've had two contacts. One is about vaccines. The other, they won't say what it's about. And it's just insane, ladies and gentlemen. And we had the FBI calling up here and doing things right before the Obama deception came out. People in this office were getting the calls and things like that. And then we have Steve Quayle today saying that the balloon may go up tonight or tomorrow. I've never heard him talk like that. They're declaring that they... I haven't even gotten to the big news. InfoWars was officially hacked. Now, about 8 years ago, somebody hacked it, a run-of-the-mill hacker, you know, that is a individual hacker, we believe, and posted a naked girl topless on a motorcycle. That's the kind of stuff a domestic, you know, mainline hacker does. That's not what happened here, and I don't want to get into our infrastructure and how we're set up exactly, but we did post some of the graphs, and it's up on prisonplanet.com. Infowars.com went down about 2 hours ago. And the reason I'm making this announcement is it may not stay back up. We've done a workaround. I was told it was probably going to go back up about 5 minutes ago. It went back up live right as we went on the air. And they went over our CDNs. They went through firewalls. They went around through security. They went through decoys. I mean, that's the kind of stuff over the years we've had to go through just to try to not be attacked constantly. That's why I started more and more sites. My rule is every time there's a successful attack, we launch a new website. Burmes, your music just gets more and more horrible. Anyways, the point is, you got to have some gallows humor here. That's funny. Sat on a whoopee cushioner there for a minute. All right, I'm going to try to refocus, get serious when we come back after this break and let you know. They're openly talking about forced inoculations, martial law, mainstream, level 5, UN control. It's all coming up. And I'm- like we're on the, it's like National Lampoon's Vacation music or something. All right, let's get serious. I got to get hardcore serious here. Stuff is absolutely just going wild. It's kind of like a diplomatic issue. Diplomatic channels close if you give out sources. But I got contacts from government and a major defense contractor today after the radio show I did. And let me tell you, they are hopping mad. Now, I got all of this stuff going on, and I will choose the time and place if I talk about this. Okay, that said, we were hacked today, not by a normal denial of service attack, but a zombie computer attack that went over and around our CDNs, through firewalls, you name it, and when it ports with just off the chart bandwidth, you know, hundreds of times what they even needed, because they were putting so much firepower at it that it didn't just shut down the ports of our giant servers. It shut down one of the biggest server farms in Chicago, one of the biggest in the country. I mean, we've got from the big IP place their tickets back and forth. You know, saying, my God, we've never seen anything like this. It is ultra massive, off the charts, and it's ongoing. And this ISP has been nice enough, even though it's attacking all their other customers, to switch some things around. But the enemy is probably any time going to find their way around that and shut down Infowars.com again. Now, they're using zombie attacks out of Australia and out of Japan. And the controlling computers are coming out of the U.S. into Japan, out of the U.S., into Australia, and then those are the computers then commanding the attacks into Japan. That's how they normally do it. They like to do it offshore. And it is just a denial of service attack off the charts, specifically targeted at ports behind ports. So this isn't normal traffic. This was computed in, okay, around where we had it all routed. And then they began blasting the entire facility we're in. And luckily, we had thought this ahead and have a couple of backup systems ready to go. But we got two IT guys. Who knows if they'll be sleeping? And we'll have to jump to other facilities as this goes on. So this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Good thing tonight I'm wearing my answer to 1984 1776 shirt, baby. That said, it's so incredible what is happening that it's almost passé to even talk about it. It's happening. You can't believe it. It's like, have you ever seen somebody you know walk out the street and you're talking to them, hey, Bob, and a truck hits them and they're dead a minute later? I've seen something like that. And you can't believe, oh, they're dead and their guts are everywhere, you know? I've seen a couple car wrecks like that. Like, you see a lady get plowed under and dead, and you just go, I can't believe I just saw that woman tore up in all those pieces, you know? And guts and blood everywhere and, her, you know, crap everywhere all over the ground. But you see it and it happens. And you can't believe it when this type of stuff is going on. I mean, the New World Order is so real for us here because we experience this on now almost a monthly basis, this bizarre stuff that's going on. Now, I have internal Austin Independent School District documents directly from the school administrator. I have public government documents. I have the UN documents. We have it all, ladies and gentlemen, and it is insane. Now, this is maybe a dry run to test the government agencies going under federal control, or they may be going all out with it. They are pumping the local schools and police full of absolute fear. I bet I'm not even on the local micro right now. I bet it's somebody up there burbling about how they're geniuses or something. But, hey, it doesn't matter. Whatever. really, at this point, at this point, you get to where you almost don't even care except you got children. I mean, the government is so criminal, so bad. Burmese, I'm going to go through all this news in a moment, but you're seeing the stuff going on behind the scenes. Don't say anything. I got to think this through, and I've always learned to not just be rash about things because they may be planning for me to go ape about this. But tell folks what it's like around here.
Well, it's awfully crazy around here, and, you know, if they were going to set something up like a pandemic and use international forces to kind of force us to take these inoculations, like this said WHO document.
Yeah, the document says they'll use NATO forces, and that's now in the news that, oh, foreign countries may come to America to help
us. They're training right now in Florida in that drill. In that Marine exercise, they've got all sorts of NATO troops in Florida right now. I mean, it's incredible to me. I'm getting some emails. I don't know where I can confirm this stuff. But
no, we're a small operation. It's overwhelming what we're getting.
Well, right now I'm getting emails saying that there's lots of military activity over in California by West Palms. I've gotten actually two or three separate ones from different people.
Well, they're running military checkpoints there warrantlessly, and it's confirmed in the news. We've played the newscast where they're stopping people at checkpoints, and if you have a fever, they're dragging people away in North Carolina and California. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, the border's wide open. And they're saying, oh, there's no problem, there's no problem. We're just declaring emergencies everywhere and shipping Tamiflu and vaccines in.
And saying that they're going to mandatorily detain people who are suffering from the flu in Australia. And, of course, Australia is going to be part of that big NLE09 exercise.
And you've got forced injections in there. And there were all these FEMA drills coming up at the end of this month and the next month. I mean, folks, we always knew when they tried to go for martial law, I've said on air, they would first have a financial collapse to get us out of work and dependent on them, that they would then probably use a flu pandemic. I've been saying this the last few months, Burmese. Have you heard me?
Yeah.
And that would be the card so they would have an excuse to militarize and take over, even if it's not that deadly of a virus. I mean, this thing has killed one person who was from Mexico City in a Houston hospital.
And Mexico is denying that there's 150 deaths
there. Yeah, they're saying it's seven.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know why this is
the problem is governments lie so much. We don't know what's true. All we know is they've got Time and Newsweek today up on prisonplanet.com. They're not attacking that site, so hopefully it'll stay up. But listen, I need everybody right now to call everyone they know and tell them to tune into the audio streams at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com, because we can take their attack on us and use that as an example to illustrate to people how serious this is. And if we do illustrate what's going on, that may back them off. Now, Dr. Horowitz, after the show today, pointed me to some documents here that we're going to cover once Steve Quayle gets on with us. In fact, guys, will you pull this up? Lynn emailed it to me earlier. It's the Royal Society Summary of Oral Evidence, Dr. John Wood. And in here, there's very cryptic.
Sorry.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. Anyways, you know, I just can't keep doing this. And I'll tell you, the public we really believe what we're saying. We really know what we're talking about. This is real. We really have psychos in control. I mean, did you see the ridiculous 1970s propaganda thing they were running about everybody needs to get their flu shot? It's been proven it was all full of cancer viruses and called Guillain-Barré's disease and killed a bunch of people. I mean, watch this for the propaganda value of she's dead. Because she kissed somebody that had it. I mean, they are hyping, and meanwhile they're putting sterilization compounds and cancer viruses in these damn things, and they've caught vaccine companies doing this all over the world, sterilizing women. You know, play that propaganda piece that they ran with taxpayer money all over the country in 76 when it broke out on the military base again, and we've got the Boston Globe saying the 1918 one was vaccines they gave troops that went haywire, and I am just sick of the criminals that run this government. And they killed 40 million people with that. And now I don't even think this is going to kill a bunch of people. I hope that's not what it is. It looks like it's just the cover. And the economy's imploding. The Chinese are dumping the dollar right now. All of this stuff's happening. And, I mean, within minutes of us doing that show today, we got the government calling us, faxing us, emailing us, threatening us. You know, all of this crap. They got corporations doing it. And it just makes me sick. You guys got that video ready yet? That we played at the start. I mean, listen to this. This just illustrates it all of the type of scum we're dealing with. Here it is.
I don't need another flu shot. I had a flu shot last year.
A swine flu epidemic may be coming.
Swine flu shot? Well, I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
It could make you very sick.
Swine flu? Man, I'm too fast for that to catch me.
You'll want to be protected.
I'm the healthiest 55-year-old you've ever seen. Hey, I play golf every weekend.
Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Joe brought it home from the office. He gave it to Betty and one of his kids and to Betty's mother. But Betty's mother went back to California the next day. On her way to the airport, she gave it to a cab driver, a ticket agent, and one of the charming stewardesses. At school, Joe's kid gave it to some other kids, and Mrs. Merrill got it and gave it to her husband. In California, Betty's mother gave it to her best friend, Dottie. But Dottie had a heart condition and she died. But before she died, Dottie gave it to her girlfriend, the mailman, the paper boy, and the vet when she went to pick up her chihuahua.
If a swine flu epidemic comes, this is how it could spread. You'll want to be protected, especially if you're elderly or chronically ill.
Listen to that sickening...
Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Listen to that sickening... That Betty had a car condition, and she died. And meanwhile, these sons of bitches have been bioweaponing us. I mean, they were splicing flu viruses in the literature 170 years ago. They're totally advanced. There's these companies that are cloning viruses, and they're saying they're going to have a flu vaccine for you in just a few weeks by this Novavax and other people. I mean, this is really getting out of control. And when we come back from break, Burmese, we'll get your take on this, and I'll break down all the latest news. But let me just give you the news flash. Swine flu alert up to second highest level, level 5. Yesterday they said we were 4. I really said we were 5. Now they've said we're 5. We're really at 6. Well, guess what? I have the internal AISD document directly from an administrator. Directly from them. Wait till you hear this. We're at level 6. All right, InfoWars under sophisticated denial of service attack. Kurt Nemo, InfoWars.com is back up. But for how long, we don't know, because they are blasting the entire facility with unbelievable bandwidth. Right out of Northcom, twiddling their little servers around the world. Earlier this evening, Alex Jones' flagship website, InfoWars.com, came under concerted denial of service attack. This is the worst we've ever seen, the most sophisticated. While all this craziness is going on, the attacks are coming out of Japan. A Whois database search reveals the origin to be the Asia-Pacific Network Information Center in Milton, Australia. DOS attacks usually consist of concerted efforts to shut down the web server by flooding the computer with requests and consuming its resources so that it is no longer available to users. DOS attacks commonly constitute violations of laws of individual nations. Yeah, but this is a denial of service at targeted things inside our system and then blasting the entire facility. Okay? So they went over and around, and then you find that and switch it, and then you start blasting the entire facility. I mean, this is, and this big center we're at, one of the best, it's like, my God, this is unbelievable. This is like, this is the cyber command. This is the bastards. This is the America haters that ship in the narcotics. These are the evil troops and the private corporations that said they'd fired Americans on questionnaires the last 30 years, that, you know, that 25% that they then recruit and promote into black ops. And it's fun. They love the bird flu and swine flu they're gearing up. They love bankrupting everybody and the economy shrinking at 6.1%. They've sucked us dry. They are murderers. You think they kill 1.3 million Iraqis and they care about us? Hell no. To them, it's all about winning, stomping America's face into the dirt. It continues. DOS attacks on a Freudian slip usually consist of concerted efforts. We already got calls today. Take this stuff off your site.
You came back to the office today. I mean, I called you right after
before they hit us.
Yeah, before they hit us, I got that email, and I called you up, and I said, listen, you got to see this, and, you know, you've always warned me.
So I came and
like
called
this.
Him, and it was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, Alex.
Well, yeah, the secretary was like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's really important. I need to give Alex a call immediately. Print me off a copy. And
then we got here, and it wasn't as boom, they hit us.
Yes, yes.
And we didn't respond in like an hour because we didn't see it, and it was just like, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And just totally illegal outside the system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very, very nice. Very nice.
No, they're very loving. Very loving, Alex.
Well, we took it down, and let's see if that satisfies them while we do workarounds. It goes on. Over the last few days, Alex Jones and his website have covered the so-called swine flu pandemic. So he goes through that, and the point is, this is not usually most people, like if some internet stream for a guy with 5 listeners goes off, the government did it, or if, you know, they don't pay their bill, you know, for their little, you know, 1/10 of a terabyte or whatever it is they've got. I guess that's some of the bigger sites out there. We use about 90 terabytes a month. But the point is, and I'm serious, is that they always say it's the government. No, I mean, this is the government. This is bull.
Well, your Alexa ratings are also through the roof this week. I was looking at them, and they've just been, since the swine flu came up and our coverage of it, just, ooh.
Yeah, and we've even found Alexa's not the best. All the other big rating services show it's even more.
Well, just like I said on my show's growing exponentially in the last 2 weeks. I mean, I'm almost at double my viewers.
Hey, we had the
today.
Wall Street Journal calling us today going, all we hear about is you, but we're going to do a story on you probably. You know, why is it so big?
Well, it's big because we're the only people talking about how Baxter, the company they want to give this flu vaccine contract to, the one they want to inoculate all of us, just got caught putting three different types of flu, two avian, one human, in their vaccine. And we are literally the only media source of any significance covering
well,
that.
Well, Bloomberg first covered it, but we're making a big deal out of it.
Yeah,
that's what we do. We take mainstream news, make a big deal out of it, and we think it's a big deal. You'll be like, oh, look at Britney Spears. She did this now. And we're like, no, look at this article. It's big. But let me just recap some of the top stuff. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is all off the charts, what's going on. And I wanted to wait for the numbers to build up before we covered all the really serious issues, and I noticed that's happening right now because, now listen, swine alert level up to second highest. The World Health Organization will reportedly raise the swine flu alert level to 5, the second highest level. Now, under that, in the UN's own documents, that's martial law, forced inoculations, people being arrested. We knew that was already happening for 2 days because North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, California, all these places, anybody that even looks like they're sick at checkpoints, they're grabbing them. This is in the news. We've got the articles posted, and they're dragging them off, they said, to a facility. So that's in the news, and I'm on air, not even making that big of a deal. Once I got off air today, I was like, I'm not even making a big deal out of this. I'm so ready for this to happen. I'm so used to this that I'm being acclimated like it's no big deal. Now they have. Then an administrator of a school known to me gives us this information we're going to cover when we get back. And then you've got the UN official public document where they admit forced inoculations are being prepared. Foreign troops, all of this. I mean, this is totally insane. Call everybody you know. Tell them tune in now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or on your local AM and FM station or Global Shortwave. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tortured and scared you for 20-odd years.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have never had a situation this serious in the Republic, even when 9/11 was staged, which, of course, we predicted because we could see the enemy's pre-programming and preparation. We even, literally picked the location. We've never had something this serious going on. We're about to go to Steve Quayle for the next hour. Jason Burmes is here. I'm going to leave after Steve Quayle goes so Burmes can cover all the news and take your phone calls. We've got a lot of stuff. I had Dr. Lynn Horowitz on today, and I didn't realize the full import of what he covered. The Academy of Medical Sciences, the Royal Society out of England, and they're talking about use of live vaccines. Dr. Wood and Robertson, this is the head UN / world government guys that divvy up the weaponized viruses from the U.S. and British government to, quote, be reverse engineered for vaccines, says, we asked their opinion on priming the population for a pandemic. Priming the population for a pandemic. Priming them for a pandemic using live vaccines. So I guess, how would you take that? Using live vaccines and that they consider it to be a good idea. However, the timing is critical. If live H5N1 vaccines are used now, it would be considered too dangerous. But if a pandemic is imminent, the risk may be justified. A stockpile of the live vaccine with the cleavage site removed could be used to prime the population in advance of the pandemic, reaching the UK even without an exact match in the virus strain. Now, folks, this is the kind of stuff, and you have to understand that Baxter Pharmaceutical knowingly to 18 locations ships out this live bird flu, deadly, but it's not airborne, and mixes it with human viruses, so it could become airborne. That's the top scientist in the Czech Republic News and others. Then other companies, because the media won't say, London Telegraph and others, I keep repeating this, it's so important, that local governments would tell homeless, we'll pay a bunch of money if you take this normal flu shot. They take it and they die of bird flu.
Yeah, that happened in Poland.
Yeah, well, that's one of the places, 20 one deaths out of 200 they gave it to. This is going on everywhere, so we're saying, man, something's going on. Then this happens, and we were hacked today. It is confirmed. We have the graphs. We talked to the big listen, when we go down here once a month or something at some little thing, I've never heard in years my IT guys say we were hacked. We're like, no, this was set wrong, or this was a malfunction. This, you know, happens. I was hacked years ago a couple times, so I expanded our systems, got more redundant systems. This was badass attack and huge. And then when we knocked that attack out, they attacked the entire server farm, entire giant facility, even though we have separate CDNs from that, going at the heart of where our data was to shut the whole place down to make them kick us off. Okay? And so all of that went on today. Quayle's talking about how they'll try to shut us down if they ever move against us. And this is confirmed. And then I got this full update. Oops. Well, I guess I can. I was told what I could say here. Actually, one of the people that brought us this is here. This is a school administrator in the AISD. There's only certain areas I'm allowed to cover. This is directly from a school administrator. And it says that they are not really at level 5. They're at level 6. This was today, 4/29/09. Now, I have... the other news, remember, yesterday we were at level 4. I told you we were really at level 5. Level 5 is martial law. Level 6 is physical total hell. The mass graves, forced inoculations, mass arrest, everything. And it's in UN documents. Burmese, before we go to Steve Quayle, I'm going to get all this news out, and I appreciate him holding it, stevequayle.com. Pick that up. For everybody listening out there, read to them the cover sheet of the World Health Organization, the UN. This is what Dr. Tenpenny was saying the other day, that level 5 is martial law, that level 4 is total control, you know, massive control, and level 6 is literally, on a scale of 1 to 10 on a Richter scale, it is Armageddon. I mean, it is, you know, 28 days later. Burmese, you know, it is I Am Legend. Notice how they changed the remake of that movie where it isn't a virus that just gets out, it's a biological weapon. Basically, you know, they inject people with a vaccine to cure cancer, and look what it does. They're just throwing it in our face. Like Fox made a TV show about a hijacked jet flown in the World Trade Center to get martial law to attack Afghanistan, and the government using drills to make NORAD stand down, and it being a tiny group above the government that did it. Exactly what happened 6 months later. You know, oil storm with the mayor even in it as an actor, with the exact same that happened in New Orleans happening 6 months later. I mean, these people are sick. And then V for Vendetta comes out by the big occultist who made The Watchmen, where the government stages terror attacks to bring in world government for your own good and peace. Well, he writes V for Vendetta, where the government stages bio attacks to bring in martial law. Well, this is what they do, folks. Now, again, they're flaunting it in our face. Read to them. And this is now in the news. Time Magazine, Newsweek's all announcing what you're about to hear, but this is in their operational plan. It says in there they will use foreign assets to assist us. That's in the news. They've got foreign Latin American troops from 11 nations landing in Florida to acclimate the media. And they've got guns that are acting battle formations. I mean, it's insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And if we get the word out and stop this, people say, oh, it was never happening. You shouldn't have got upset. You know, no, we're trying to stop them now. We weren't able to stop 9/11. I said, call the White House, tell them don't stage the attacks. People didn't listen. I'm risking my life doing this, folks. You don't know how crazy it's gotten here. And again, you lose sources. You have to make agreements with people to learn more. It's also like the mafia. They go, this is a friendly thing. I have had the government, companies, defense contractors call up and threaten us, letters, cease and desist, all sorts of crap today. Then a massive hack, government run, just bandwidth just off the charts, blasting us at Infowars.com. Up, but they're trying to knock us down right now. I mean, it's like spiders trying to chew through the walls at every level. Burmese, read that to them.
Yeah, this is the World Health Organization's checklist for influenza and pandemic preparedness planning, the epidemic alert and response. And really what catches my eye, amongst other things, I mean, this thing is basically a full document about how you have no rights, how civilizations will have to be rebuilt, how people are going to be very upset when their friends and families die, and they lose their businesses.
They're getting government, everybody ready for
the
death.
That's in the document.
And how to orderly do it. They are going to do it.
It's in the document. But here it is right here. If you think you have rights in this country, if you think you're going to be treated like a human being, you're not. Let me read it to you. It is legal and ethical issues. 1.5.1. During a pandemic, it may be necessary to overrule existing legislation or individual human rights. Examples are the enforcement of quarantine. overruling individual freedom and movement. Use of the privately owned buildings for hospitals, in other words, makeshift death centers. Off-license use of drugs, in other words, the drugs don't have to work.
That's liability protection for them.
Yeah, it's liability protection for them. So you take the vaccine, you die, no big deal.
And then they call it the pandemic as their vaccine kills you.
And then the next thing is compulsory vaccinations. In other words, forced vaccines of drugs that don't
work. And they're now rolling it out, and we're really under level six.
Yes. Or implementation of emergency shifts in essential services.
I need Kurt Nemo with headlines right now. And I told Rob when the person brought this today to get it up. Rob, will you guys get Rob in here? Was this given to Paul and to Kurt? Because we can excise portions of this. We are at level six. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they say these decisions need a legal framework to ensure transparent assessment and jurisdiction.
All right, we're going to cover more of that later. Let's go to Steve Quayle. Stay there, Burmese.
You got it.
We're going to get to it all. Burmese, great job. Burmese dug that out. Let's go to Steve Quayle. Steve, you know with intel situations, people can't understand why sometimes we don't put out the names or the info or what's happening to us. We have reasons for that, but you just heard me give you a report. That's why I was kind of recapping what I said earlier before I went to you in the last 7 minutes so you would or the last 5 minutes, so you would know what I was covering and what I was saying. What does that sound like to you?
Well, it sounds like exactly what we were talking about earlier, and I got to tell you, I think I know where your attack came from. It came from Australia. It came from the people that are down there listening to everything around the world. That was to shift anybody that might track who is hitting you. So if somebody's really worried, Alex, let me tell you this. We were talking today on your show about Austin. I said, you've got to be very careful in Austin. There's something going to happen. I just received this email less than 10 minutes ago. My daughter is an RN at a local children's hospital here in Austin. She said that the emergency room was total chaos with cases of sick kids coming in. I guess with hysterical parents and the hype of the media, there were 7 kids who tested positive with influenza A. She said swine flu is a version of influenza A. They're saying the results of CDC. They have closed school in the New Braunfels School District and the Austin Independent School District.
Yeah, New Braunfels is the 45 miles south of us. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not familiar with Texas, but I want to share something. You remember when we talked about all the retired military there?
Yeah.
In Austin? Well, this is a, how should I say, a counterstrike against certain people that have in the background been standing against New World Order. And I want to encourage all of them to really keep their family under close eye. Look,
well,
Alex,
what do you
I'm
think
not-
of this admitted attack? We get threats and then they shut us up. I mean, literally admitted attack on Infowars.com.
Well, absolutely. Look, the thing is that information is the best antidote for fear. And these people live in the world of fear. They thrive in the world of fear. And they are the commensurate progenitors of fear, or the originators of it. The thing is, the more that people wake up, the more they stand up. And what they can't have is an informed population, let alone law enforcement and active duty military, that see what's going on. Listen, these are everyone's kids that are getting sick. And I got to share something with you. Mexico, you probably have already gotten that. But Mexico has just closed, basically, they're saying they got to close down everything until the 8th of May. Why the 8th of May, Alex? Well, I think that types in with my concern for this coming weekend that I talked to you and I and George did the show the other night. Mexico shutting all non-essential parts of the economy 5-1 through 5-5. You see, they know what's going down, and I got to share this.
Well, let's
with
talk
you.
About this. I mean, this is the perfect martial law takeover to use a fake flu scare as the pretext for troops and control, whether this is a beta test or not. This is really going on. They have really gone to level 5 publicly, Steve, and level 6 is just absolute complete tyranny. Go ahead.
Well, complete tyranny, that we're already dealing with that. I would say this, the implementation to where all the denialists may have to ultimately face the fact that they poo-pooed everything too long. Now, here's the deal. People have got to write, and I know, listen, it does work. Write the senators, write the congressmen, write every single Texas representative, say this is a false flag, there is no one dying from it, quote the statistics, and say we will not stand to have the federal government put us under a fake or initiated form of martial law.
By the way, the Indonesians and the Russians are saying it's fake.
Yep. And so the thing that's really critical is that, I guess even on, quote-unquote, around the country, the news report is scrolling across the screen at the bottom of American Idol, claiming that 140 schools in Texas are going to be closed, and that it affects some 80,000 kids. Now, that's scrolling. I'm getting an email right now. That's scrolling right as American Idol is playing.
No, they're trying the same fear-mongering they did in 76 to get people to take the shot, and they did, and they died, and that's on record, folks. Steve, now let me read you this latest piece of info. This is from a school administrator in the AISD, the Austin Independent School District. Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, this email message, including all attachments, is for the sole use of intended recipients, and it goes through all of that. You may not read it. This is internal to the AISD. This is from an internal health department report, and we will leave that here. This was sent to a local high school administrator, and we have it directly from them. Directly from them. This is an internal AISD email alert. Flu update from Dr. G-I-T-T-E-R-L-E. Jitterl, I guess is how you pronounce it. G-I-T-T-E-R-L-E. Okay, it says, as I returned from the public health meeting yesterday with community leaders and school officials in Kalmall County, suggested I send an update to everyone because that we are hearing privately from the CDC and health department is so different from what you're hearing in the media. And I'm skipping over some stuff I'm not supposed to read. Now, you understand that, see, the intelligence is always on the ground. They're acting like, in their real actions, like this is the end of the world. But then in their, I'm not getting to that, okay? Obviously. They're telling me not to. I know. Continuing. So, goes on to say that, I want to read that again. After I returned from the public health meeting yesterday with community leaders and school officials in Comal County, Heather suggested I send an update to everyone because that we are hearing privately from the CDC and health department is so different from what we are hearing in the media. Some of you, or maybe all of you, but I will just list the facts I know. The virus is infectious for about 2 days prior to symptom onset. This is from the FEMA people with the locals. Viruses shed more than 7 days after symptoms onset, possibly as long as 9 days. This is unusual. See, it's tailor-made to be really spread horribly. And they go on to say that here. These bastards, man. I just can't take it anymore. Bastards. They killed 200 million people last century. They don't play games. They just killed 1,300,000 Iraqis. You thought you were safe? You thought you could be part of the party? Since it is such a novel new virus, there is no herd immunity. So the attack rate is very high. This is the percentage of people who come down with a virus if exposed. Almost everyone who is exposed to this virus will become infected, though not all will be symptomatic. That is so rare. It goes on. This is a much higher than seasonal flu, which averages 10 to 50% infection rate. The clinical attack rate may be around 40 to 50%. This is the number of people who show symptoms. This is a huge number. It is hard to convey the seriousness of this issue. And that's what we're getting from call after call of doctors and people in Mexico, and what the BBC got is it's just death and vomiting and just total martial law down there. And then our news is like, 140. And the Mexicans, 7. I think it's much worse. Actually, it may be deadly. I mean, these bastards, man, I tell you what, I just can't. I hope you enjoy it, cops and military, if this does run wild and it kills your family. This is who you work for. The virulence, and I hope all the other Patriot shows talking about stupid crap today enjoy it too. The virulence, deadliness of this virus is as bad here as it is in Mexico, and there are folks on the ventilators here in the U.S. right now. This has not been in the media, but a 23-month-old near here is fighting for his life. This came out last night and died this morning. See, this is internal. I got this from the person. As a pregnant woman just south of San Antonio is fighting for her life. In Mexico, these folks might have died already, but there is U.S. folks are getting Tamiflu and Relazine quickly, and we have ready access to ventilators. So this is a doctor, and we gave you the doctor's name. It goes on here. What this means is that within a couple of weeks, regional hospitals will likely become overwhelmed. See, it takes weeks for this crap to get going because it takes 5 or 6 days for the first group, the next, and it's exponential. It's like when it finally warms up around your house, you don't have mosquitoes for a few weeks because the first group's small, then they double, and it's exponential. Some of the kids with positive cases in Comal County had more than 70 contacts before diagnosis, just totally viral. There are 10 to 25 times more actual cases, not possible cases actual, than what is being reported in the media. The way the The way they fudge on reporting is that it takes 3 days to get the confirmatory nod from the CDC on a given viral culture. But based on epidemiological grounds, we know there are more than 10 cases for each confirmed case right now. Now, here's the key when we come back, and I'll shut up and get Steve Quayle's take on this in Burmese. Do you understand what we're reading here? And folks, this is an engineered virus. There's no doubt about it. The only question is, how bad have they hit us? They carried out 9/11, folks. They don't play games, okay? You think I'm risking my life so people know who I am and risk my life doing this crap? I believe all this. This is real to me. I'm risking my life. So is Jason. Everybody that works here, I told you when you took the job, you're in the you know what now. We'll be right back.
I laughed and shook his hand, made my way back home. I searched for fun.
This is from Dr. General with the State Health Department. This is so sick. Right here in AISD, Austin, Texas, Austin Schools. And this is an internal mail not to be distributed. But again, now the feds could be doing a psyop, though, because I told you years ago we discovered the feds would stage fake terror attacks in Houston and other places, blowing up chemical plants. And it would be a terror attack, but then they would shut it up and only use it to scare cops and go, see, we're being attacked, but it'll destroy confidence. We got to take their rights. These idiots just don't know. Now, here's the whole key to it, and we'll get Steve Quayle's take on it. During the night, we crossed the threshold, this is last night, for the definition of World Health Organization Phase 6 global pandemic. This has not happened in any of our lifetimes so far. We are in uncharted territory. I will read more later. Notice Obama comes out with a press conference, nothing about the flu. It's all about how he loves us, and he's all calm. He's the father figure. In the middle of it, everybody's afraid. He comes on, doesn't even discuss it hardly, gives a few questions. Steve Quayle, you just heard me read that. What do you think of them apples?
Well, obviously, Alex, they're ramping it up, amping it up, and it's in effect. And here's the thing that we've got to get everyone to understand. They have a plan. They know play by play what they're going to do. And I want to give everyone's attention to something. When you join the highest ranks of the Illuminati, or you become one of their chosen ones, a sacrifice is always required. And I believe that, and I'm telling everyone so they can understand.
That's why gang members have to hurt an innocent old lady or something, not just another gang member. They got to rape a girl or kill somebody in the higher level.
And so what I'm afraid is that when your governor came out and said, oh, yeah, we're going to secede, etc., I believe that it's interesting that this is the, if you will, this is Texas on the sacrificial altar. Now, Alex, I got to put something into perspective here. You and I did the show. What, almost maybe 6 hours ago or whatever?
Yes.
I think it was six. And within that amount of time, now you've got basically 80,000 kids going out. You've got a new flu strain. And here's what I want people to understand. This thing, when you build a designer virus, and I'm saying this cocktail from hell.
It is. It's a super virus. The doctor's saying it right here.
Right, but it has
50% infection, keeps grabbing other genetics, which you said earlier on Monday.
Yep, it's mutagenic. It's like a vacuum cleaner looking for anything that's crappy and deadly out there that it can latch onto, and then it changes. And ladies and gentlemen,
just like HIV.
Yes, and those who have denied the chemtrail formulations in the last 30 days have changed dramatically, Alex. I do not have the complete breakdown of it, but I can tell you this, it has changed so dramatically. So in my opinion, they have introduced new genetic binders that will latch on to whatever indigenous, let's say, viruses or bacteria are and change in route. So my guess is that this is going to be another Illuminous signal that as the viruses change, that's they're accommodating anybody who thinks that they can overcome them. 100 dead scientists, the who's who in the world, everybody said, well, gee, why would they kill the scientists? It's because all those men and women who were assassinated would have been the ones that could come up with the brain power, the manpower, and the intelligence.
To identify it.
To treat. Yeah, to treat. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is the real deal. Again, what I think everyone's got to understand is that we are encouraging people to logically ponder everything you've heard all these years. You've got so many indicators now. Alex, how can you go to level six when there's not even any dead bodies. That's the thing that's most remarkable to me, is that level 6, it's neuro-linguistic programming. It's mind control. There is nothing that warrants a level 6 World Health Organization. What that means, Alex, the sovereignty of the United States is surrendered this very hour. You can kiss your country goodbye.
This is the perfect cover for the martial law takeover, and that's why Obama's about to sign a treaty basically banning most guns. They just don't care. Stay there. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle, Jason Burmese. This is the Info Warrior.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmese. I am, of course, joined by Alex Jones and Steve Quayle. And the WHO is warning flu pandemic imminent. It seems like we may already be in level 6, if that is the case.
No, I have a major doctor with the state health department here. I have the internal relays going on from, you know, folks high level in the high school system. I mean, I know the person that gave me this. This is directly from very high-level sources. And this is confirmed. And look, I said when we're in 4, we're really in 5. When we're in 5, we're really in 6. That's standard op, you know, standard operating procedure, SOP by these people. And we're going to recap all of this. We're in level 5, which is martial law itself, as Dr. Tenpenny said, from their own documents. We have the UN documents. Level 6 is just shooting you if you don't instantly follow orders. No more government. I mean, because they're making their move. The bankers have bankrupted us by design. They need to do this. Now, maybe it's just going to be a psyop and a bunch of freaking out. Maybe they're lying to these state health doctors in these secret federal meetings. And because all this is leaking out in the media, too, we can reverse engineer and confirm all this. And they're admitting most of it. Time Magazine, Newsweek, tell everybody the quarantine, the forced inoculation, it's good. The official UN documents in level 5, they do this. So this is all confirmed. This is even worse, though. Steve, do you think they're lying to high-level state health workers, doctors?
Absolutely. Let me say this, need-to-know compartmentalized intelligence works that way. You're only told what they want you to be told to bring about what they want you to be working for them. So I think what that simply means, Alex, is that they're only being told certain things to basically facilitate the need for some information. Now, I think the telltale is getting absolute reports from the hospitals there. And here's the thing, any bioweapon has a specific incubation period. If these kids are now manifesting the symptoms and showing all of the symptoms, something has been accelerated, or that means the exposure obviously was what? Anywhere from 3 to 7 days ago.
Well, now they're saying that this kid from Mexico came here on the 14th, went to Houston over a week ago, and died there on a ventilator. And they had him on ventilator for a long time, and they covered that up.
Well, of course they covered it up, but let me share this. You can't have the spread.
Because they didn't want us to stop the spread. If this was really deadly and people would have known weeks ago, this wouldn't be as bad. Like he says, the kids could go ahead.
Yeah, listen, Alex, I'm as charged about this as possible because it's no longer, folks. You're not getting warnings. You're not getting anything other than absolute eyewitness accounts of what's going on. I made the statement, your country has been stolen from you. We've got to absolutely pray. I've called everybody, Alex, by the way, to prayer at the 11th hour tonight, because we're at the 11th hour. We're probably closer to 3 minutes before midnight. But the point is, 11, whatever time zone, that absolutely the people that believe in the power of prayer, and look, that's not saying that by prayer alone, but look, God can put his finger on anybody's heart anywhere at any time, and there are people in high-ranking positions. Right now, I can tell you this, that if you knew how many federal computers, military computers, are listening to this broadcast right now, we'd both be astonished.
Now, we see their IPs coming in. What about the attack from the big NSA server farm in Australia using zombie computers, for those that don't know, computers they hijack in Japan to just blast everything?
Well, absolutely, and there's more at stake here than most people understand. There's a war going on in the intelligence community that is unlikened to anything that has ever been seen, even at the height of the Cold War. I mean, I have old NSA warriors, CIA warriors. I mean, guys that are absolutely well-positioned, well-placed, still basically amazed at the degree of sophistication of the war, and they're trying to defend against a foreign enemy. And meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, you should say, how dare you, hired officials, make me, an American citizen, the enemy of your conscience? The bottom line is, it sucks, and it sucks that people are going to sit by if they don't do everything with their power. Look, if there are people that are subscribing to, what's your daily newspaper down there, Austin Statesman or something?
Austin American, the Devil Tree. Yeah, stay there, Steve Quayle. We'll come back and hear what you have to say on that. We'll take phone calls with Steve Quayle. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're in the middle of what could be the beginning of the New World Order takeover.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon. Me, you there in Babylon. Me, you there in Babylon.
Yeah, that's where we are in the New World Order, Babylon. Babylon, Babylon the Great has fallen, and Babylon traded in the souls of men. The globalists don't care about the money and all that. They create that out of fiat and buy your soul. And then all these people out there that serve the dark side for nothing but fiat currency that means nothing, but more of them serve it out of fear. There are many smart people who make the decision to join evil because they're so afraid of it. So fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of the devil is the beginning of ignorance. And so I figured out a lot of these people serve the evil because they're scared. And I am past my fear. I'm committed, and I'm going to stand up against these people to the end. It doesn't matter what comes. Justice is going to be done. May the heavens fall. And like they say, what play is that from when he said, you're not going to live forever? What, you think we're going to live forever? They've got that in Conan. They've got that in Starship Troopers.
And also in Braveheart?
Yeah, and but not just that. There's some famous Shakespeare saying, I forget what play it's from, where it's like, what, you think you're going to live forever when you charge off into battle? I mean, you know, you just can't live on your knees.
Yeah.
You can't just sit here and grovel. I mean, I know this is going on. I know this thing could spread. I know it could kill my children. That's the worst thing in the world. But that's the evil's fault that they've done this, and they kill me, you know, and they'll try to destroy my name after they've killed me, I'm sure. And this is the kind of crap they pull. But, I mean, who do these minions think they are? How do they think they're going to be treated by this system? But they still just go along with it. Steve Quayle?
The Red List, the immediate takeout within 30 days, we've already seen the Red List. Janet Napolitano. By the way, DHS, my new name for them is the Department of Human Sacrifice, okay? Because anybody that cannot see what's going on working for them with the access to all the levels they have, these people are supernaturally ingratiated with a blood lust, okay? It's been that way since the rebellion. It's always going to be that way until an end is put to it. But the people that are, accommodating these plans, working in secret government bunkers, smiling at, what will be your fate, my fate, and all of those Christians, gun owners, patriots, blah, blah, faith. They don't understand one thing. They're the blue list, and the blue list are the guys that get whacked, terminated, murdered 30 to 45 days after the red list is taken care of. And the man that gave that information worked for the federal government over half the United States until they murdered him. So people can believe it or not. And by the way, he said this to me. The very last thing he ever said to me was this. When you see the UN step onto the world stage in a power and exercising laws and treaties that no one ever needed to know or never thought existed, he said, run for your life, Steve.
Yeah, give it to me. Here it is. And it says the UN is running everything and telling us what to do. And Mr. Moon, the head of the UN, is bragging about it on television. And they're saying they're getting us ready for forced quarantine, forced inoculation. And here's the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. As of December 21st, 2001, they fear-mongered through. And it says, Section 604, an individual or group of individuals, and includes individuals or groups, may not have been vaccinated, treated, or tested, or examined pursuant to Section 602, 603. The public health authority may establish and maintain places of isolation, quarantine, and rules to make orders. Failure to obey these rules, orders, and provisions will constitute a crime. And it goes on to say, to prevent the spread of contagious and possibly contagious diseases, and public health authority may isolate and quarantine between 604 persons who are unable or unwilling for health, religion, or conscience to undergo vaccination pursuant to section, and it goes on. So they're getting ready for all of this. These guys are just so sick. And, for a lot of you evil people that serve them, when you're dying of a bio attack 10 years from now, you'll survive this one or the next one or the next few. And when you're sitting there finally dying, just remember, you serve the evil. Now, for all you cowards out there that lived in denial and said we were making this up and all this, the people that email me and go, they didn't take foster kids and radiate 4,000 of them to death when it's declassified. They didn't take black men and give them syphilis and let them die of it. They didn't take soldiers and nerve gas them. They didn't take people with eugenics and sterilize them. They didn't take tetanus shots and add hormones to it to sterilize the women in Africa. The government didn't fund Hitler. The government didn't fund Stalin. The government didn't fund Mao. And David Rockefeller's writing editorials in the New York Times bragging about 1976 and Endgame. This is real, folks. You see, you can't just like make believe, say, I don't believe it, and then Alex is a kook, and then it goes away. You understand? It's real. You can deny there's a cliff right there, but if you walk off of it, you're going to break your legs at best. Burma's comments on all this insanity. Can you believe we're sitting here in the middle of this and the government's saying, be calm, forced inoculations, camps, everything's going to be fine, as they, in their internal documents, say it's spreading everywhere and is horrible, telling the public everything's fine. We don't know if that's a psyop, if that's a false flag.
Well, they're incrementally, I think, causing more fear globally with these small reports. Here's one of them right in front of me. Canadian swine flu cases double as tourists come home. See, it's coming in slow. Oh, it just doubled over the night. Now we have twice as many cases in Canada. And now in Egypt, they are ordering the slaughter of all pigs over this swine
flu. And it has no connection to pigs.
No, exactly. We haven't found a pig with swine
flu. No, it's got pig. We had Horowitz on saying it has insect.
It actually has four. I thought it was three. Apparently there are two pigs.
Two
avian, one pig, one human. That's what I got yesterday, and that's on the CDC's own site.
Yeah, next it'll have Keebler Elf in it. Comments on that, Steve Quayle?
Well, first of all, the deal is that people have got to understand that these type of viruses are genetically altered. That's why they should not be called the swine flu. But see, Alex, that in itself is basically a throwaway term. People immediately associated with swine as opposed to the New World Order bio cocktail of death, okay? And the thing that I think is critical...
Yeah, we need to have an article called the New World Order Flu.
Right, or the Bilderberger Flu, the death brew.
And this is a total distraction from the economic numbers coming out worse than we thought. Steve, you want to briefly talk about that? I mean, we are in free fall, 6.1, last quarter 6.3. And to contrast that, the IMF and World Bank have said that if Russia has belief... beneath 4.5 growth, this is negative here, per quarter, in a year, they're going to have a depression, that China's going to implode. They have under, I think it's 6 or 7% growth. And meanwhile, they're talking about on a quarterly basis, negative plunging here.
Well, let's address all the numbers. First of all, they're all non-real numbers. The real true picture is absolutely much more dire. And here's what people don't understand. The idea that the figures would be accurate, they're based on phantom employment, phantom jobs, phantom purchase orders, and that's what George Urich at Urban Survival does a great job of pointing out through his economics background. But the point is, Alex, is that it is so dire worldwide. And let's not forget this word, New World Order. The order out of chaos equation demands that the entire world be thrown into an upheaval, a tumult, that literally the old systems have to be done away with.
And they've got to have a crisis to go after the web freedom and the gun freedom.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The thing that's really critical, though, now, we're here, Alex, okay? We're here. These are someone's 80,000 children. I want to share this with every parent. Under no circumstance, as the days become darker, I'm talking days, Alex, I'm really worried about this weekend going into next week, should they allow their children to go to public school? Because if the child should come into contact at some point, they're going to force quarantine. They're already doing it in South Carolina.
No, now they're saying they're just going to grab your kid. That's another point we should write. What does quarantine mean? What does quarantine and forced inoculation mean? Well, they're saying already army checkpoints, police checkpoints, they stop you. You look like you're sick or some camera says you're hot because your air conditioner's broke. They take you and you disappear.
And that was the story out of California. see, takes you.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we played the news story. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were saying, you know, if you get pulled over now in California, the CDC has the right to quarantine you into a facility. So quarantine.
And then meanwhile, they've got the camps, and they say, and then Glenn Beck says, oh, I'm debunking it. They're good camps, but they're making up bad camps. Mm-hmm. Then he shows a straw man. I mean, my God, these bastards. I just can't believe it. Steve Quayle.
Well, first of all, again, every time we come out with the truth, they come out with a counter to the truth. And if there's ever been a, and I say this, mentally lazy, more apathetic, or indifferent group, look, as long as everybody says, well, I got my job, that doesn't bother me, that's in Texas, I'm in Montana, I'm in wherever, it will bother you. Every time you see now the governor of California, he's surrounded by military people. That's a signal being sent.
Exactly. Every Obama gives speeches with troops behind him. They're getting everybody ready.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing that, Alex, those of us who have been talking about symbology all these years on talk radio, you may not catch the importance of the symbol of Air Force One flying over Liberty, but basically what that means, ladies
flying
and gentlemen,
through the buildings through, yep, and with F-16s, and it turned out they knew it was secret and called it a photo op in our face meant to terrorize the public, and the police were not to tell the public it was being done.
Well, the coup has, the greatest coup in the history of this country has been undertaken, and basically, you know what it was? The coup, if you will, those plotting the complete destruction, takeover of the United States, basically have flown over Liberty. They put the cap on Liberty. There are incredible, incredible, important occult symbols going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they are the bird of prey screaming over the city they've already attacked.
Absolutely.
They're saying, we did it before, we're back. Ha, 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 yeah!
And more to come in New York. New York, and I mean, it breaks my heart to have to say this, but New York has no clue of what's coming. Even Bloomberg, the poster child for gun control and everything that's left, even he got furious because no one in their right mind would do that to a city that has such a traumatized memory, lingering memory.
That's right. All air traffic's banned around there, but this was through the buildings. F-16 just following Air Force One. One of the doomsday planes, that's what the auxiliaries do.
People running through parks, panicking.
Just, and then Obama gets up and goes, oh, I didn't know about it. Yeah, it probably wasn't a good idea. And then the memos come out where they said it was a photo op. They admit it was a psy-op, a photo op, and they don't say what it was a photo for. It's just we told everybody in a big operation not to tell the public. And they just say, ha-ha.
Yeah.
Doing the show, you can tell by the hard music. I'm teasing him.
Flobots right there. That's a good time.
No,
right
I
there.
Actually like Flobots. You have songs like The Info Warrior, War On For Your Mind, mm-hmm. And then we call them up, and I go, oh, are you listeners? Yes, we are. I wonder where you got all that from. And now Prince is out talking about chemtrails.
I saw last night, actually, on my TV. He was on Tavis Smiley on PBS. It was really late night, like 1:32.
Yeah, but he never does interviews, and he comes out and talks about, I mean, who doesn't know about the New World Order now as all of this just comes right out? Going back to Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Our websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Steve, in your gut, is this really not a deadly flu, and it's a cover story for them to have a police state takeover and a distraction from the imploding economy and their world government being set up as they try to pass all these world government laws to bring us into the open New World Order? Or is it really deadly and they're covering it up so it spreads better so they can control the situation to bring in their New World Order? Or is this just a magically occurring flu out of season in the wrong hemisphere that just so happens to be different from every other flu and, according to this doctor, infect everybody and be so deadly? I mean, which is it?
Well, first of all, I think it's kind of all of the above. And I say that not because multiple choice questions are always answered with all of the above, but let's take it shot by shot. We've been talking, Alex, you and I, talking about the plan to depopulate the world. The point is, that's the world, not just the United States. When Illuminists, when I would call them devil masters, meet, they basically play a game and bid up the deaths of their corresponding population. Imagine this, ladies and gentlemen. Your lives have already been gamed away in some sick psycho smoke-filled room of people that believe that basically not that they have to answer to God because they
admit,
are God.
I've got to interrupt again. They admit they war game, and Poindexter the felon with the Total Information Awareness Network tried to create a gambling scenario off of terror attacks. Remember that? They were going to create a hedge fund.
Absolutely. And by the way, Alex, I just got an emergency email, and this you'll love, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to love this. I'll email it to you, Alex. The email basically says that a U.S. firm has just won a $6 million contract to produce NATO for use in the United States. Four mobile incinerators, okay? Four million capable of processing 400 people a day.
Well, listen, I read the executive order in Colorado for incinerators during flu outbreaks and New York. They're gearing up for the fun everywhere. Now, I interrupted you, Steve. You were getting into the all of the above. So you're saying they gamble like with chips, the enjoyment of our death.
Right. There's multiple strains of multiple viruses being released in different parts of the world. They're covering it all under the term, you know, swine flu. It is not the swine flu, unless, you know, we're talking about two-legged swine, then I'll go along with the term. But the point is at this juncture, we have, in my opinion, the beta testing of race-specific bioweapons. And, Alex, if anybody wants to challenge that, go to my site, Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com, and read the story of the day. The whole history of it's there. The next point, it's interesting that they're attacking children. Just got an email in now. There's the first case at a private school, I believe, in Nashville, Tennessee, at Harding Academy School. Okay, a teenager. This is our first case here, writes my source. So the point is that does it not seem a little strange? Listen, the kids being attacked, and ladies and gentlemen, by all means, if you are told to allow your child to participate in any type of exercise under FEMA, DHS, you absolutely take them and run.
By the way, there's all these weird FEMA-sponsored things from Alaska to Texas with the school kids last weekend and this week. I wonder if they've been giving it to them at these events.
Absolutely. Alex, the first thing I would do if I wanted to...
It's all starting to connect in the clergy response teams.
You
saying
got
they're
it.
Getting everybody ready for the pandemics and the inoculations.
And not to mention that...
InfraGuard, all this preparation to move on us so they can move militarily on us. Go ahead.
Well, it's pretty tough for a sick and dying population to resist. Again, when the DHS came out with their hit list on veterans...
Well, the Army doesn't have to come take our guns. They just wipe us out.
Well, yeah, and see, that's the thing. A magician only does what he can keep you occupied with to work his magic, okay? And the point is, I'm telling everybody, if you wake up and the chemtrail spray is absolutely touching the ground or basically falling out like angel dust or that silver wool hair that you put in aquarium filters, I've had that in my whole front yard. As a matter of fact, you know, I got to appreciate the boys, at least when they mark an X over my house, it's directly over my house, GPS.
Steve, I know you've been here a while. Do one more segment with us and take calls, okay?
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want.
Steve, call
Alex, this is the end.
I hope not. I hope it's the end of the New World Order, but give them the number, Burmese, to call in.
It's 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933.
We'll be right back with Steve Quayle, Jason Burmese. No, I am. I mean, I'm a really good guy, but I was also growing up kind of aggressive and a street fighter and kind of I saw evil and kind of liked being bad and you know, wearing dark clothes for a little while. I thought, God, I don't like this. I'm going to be good. But I see good people who have no idea about evil. They have no idea about, you know, how the world really works, and they're like wide open to it. So I'm not a wolf or a sheep. I'm kind of a sheepdog. I've heard that analogy. And we're going to go to Kyle, Reese, Nate, Mark, and others that are holding for Steve Quayle. We appreciate Steve spending so much time with us. But Steve has just been one of the – he's the first person I ever heard before I even knew who Lynn Horowitz was. And Lynn gave him credit today for being the only person that was talking about this a long time ago. And breaking it down. And this is their plan, is bioweapons and chemical and stage terror. But stage terror just set the plate for the police state, the control grid, the bear trap. And now they've announced, okay, it's the gun owners, you're the terrorist. And, oh, by the way, we're going to set up a world government. And, by the way, here's a flu, and we're, the UN's running things.
We have a global currency now in which Mexico has to borrow $47 billion from the new global currency no one's talking about after it was set up after the G20. Never mind that.
And I mean, make no mistake, as I kept saying, when they start launching weapons attacks, biotechs, I believe it's going to be beta tested and get worse each time. And then Napolitano, I'm saying that Saturday, she comes out and says, oh, it'll probably go away in a few weeks, but a big one's coming. Steve Quayle, we're going to calls, but how important is that statement that she made?
Well, first of all, based on her performance in Arizona, I would say this, that when it comes to bioweapons and the whole general plan, I'd say she's the perfect take order from, but she's not an original thinker, because obviously the DHS document, which, by the way, was produced by the FBI Fusion crew, i.e. intelligence community. So the point is that, you know, it's a tip-off. Can I translate? Well, we're letting this thing go to see how bad we can really make it, but should it not be what we hoped it would be? We got something worse in the ranks. That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, she was laughing and smiling when she said it. It's like it's so enjoyable.
Well, you know, Alex, it could get
and I mean, but Obama, with all these inappropriate things, like flying the plane down through the buildings, and yeah, he'll just laugh about it. And oh, yeah, I took Jesus' name down. I mean, it's all just, he'll be on 60 Minutes. And everything's imploding. The economy's falling apart. Depression. And Obama's, and even the little minion went, this is funny? And Obama's like, yeah, it is. It's real funny.
Well, you know, Alex, even if this isn't the big pandemic, if they're able to instill enough fear in people, they'll be lining up at their local churches, community centers, and hospitals to take this vaccination from Baxter. Once they do that...
Which Steve and many others, I agree. Remember the swine flu? That was testing. Can we give them something that'll kill them? And give them soft kill. Well, some people, it kills them right away. Mm-hmm. Can we do this and have them go along with it? In 76, the answer was no. Steve Quayle, you want to comment on that?
Well, first of all, the deal is, 76, again, how could anybody in their right mind, and I'm saying this now, remember, Satan, sin, and insanity go hand in hand. But we are an insane and crazy nation, in my opinion, okay? I don't have the time to build my case, but I can. So what's Alex, you and I have been screaming that, look, Baxter shipped 18 different countries poisoned vaccines. Their history is not one I would trust. Yet doesn't it seem a little strange that now there's 450 million, I don't know if you know this, but there's 450 million doses of another vaccine, and I think you said Calderon may have referred to that. The point is that 450 million is what the elite believes are going to be let. They're going to allow that many people to stay alive, of course them, but everybody else dies. You know, when Eustace Mullins wrote the book Death by Lethal Injection, I don't think people understood how prophetic that truly was. Anyone that believes a vaccine is good has absolute, in my opinion, been brainwashed, hoodwinked, and whatever.
Well, they always lie and say it cured all these things, but the evidence is clear. Polio was an engineered bioweapon, a weaponized version of a normal nerve attacking, you know, RNA based system.
And Jones, let's not.
And now they admit the Boston Globe. I've got it. The 1918 was a bio test on the sailors and troops returning. They were vaccinated, and then expanding on that, sanitation by the 1920s is what made. And these graphs are the same in Australia, the U.S., England, Canada. These graphs are all the same. You see, with sanitation, the diseases go down. Vaccination starts in the 40s in earnest. They did some, and it goes back up, actually. Go ahead, Burmese.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you mentioned the polio vaccine, and the government has lost numerous cases and had to concede that in the late 50s and early 60s, they put SV40, simian virus 40,
and it gave them cancer.
In fact, not only that, Alex, someone just won a lawsuit after 22 years from an oral vaccination that was given to his daughter. He got so sick from this polio vaccination, he lost his legs. He won $22 million last month against the pharmaceutical company.
But the government doesn't make them pay the bill. They tax us and put it in the vaccine damage fund and keep it quiet. Go ahead, comment on that, Mr. Coyle.
Well, obviously, Alex, what Jason is saying is absolutely correct. But the thing is that culpability, see, that's the thing. It's like a song, killing us softly with a soft kill. But the point I think that everyone has got to get to at this point, my inbox is filling up, Alex, with more dead people, more dead children. Here's the thing. Yeah, remember this.
You know what? I'm sick of this crap, Steve. I hope this isn't what happened, because I am just sick of these New World Order people, man. I'm tired of their crap. But well, how do Alex, you get at them? All the cops and military don't know. They've been listed as terrorists along with us, and the globalists sit off. Listen, I know a lady worth $6 billion on a major defense contractor through my lawyer. She left the country and said there will not be a United States in 2 years, 2 years ago. All these elites have been leaving. We've been asking why, and we say to them, what do you mean you're leaving? They go, there will not be an America. I hope this isn't it, Steve.
Well, I got to tell you something, Alex. The wealthiest people I know, that up here in Bozeman, we have a place called the Yellowstone Club where the billionaires hang out, not the millionaires. But most of those guys have headed to Hong Kong, Southeast Asia, even parts of China. So I got to share this with you. At one point, I think we had more Gulfstream 4s and 5s in Bozeman than Gulfstream produces in a year. But the point is that they're gone. Everyone I know with money is leaving, even including...
Oh, yeah, Bozeman is... And what's the name of that one town where they really all hang out, where Schwarzenegger has a house? What's that other one up there? I mean, the point is, yeah, they're all gone, I was reading.
Yeah, up in Whitefish, where all the...
Yeah, Whitefish. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And I mean, that's where all the movie stars and everybody... But listen, let me just share this with you. This is critical for people to absolutely take stock tonight where this nation is, because we're being ramrodded into the chutes like a bunch of cattle to be ultimately executed by those who... Look, if they can't kill you, look, if they don't have the manpower to come right now to take away all the guns, it's a moot point. They just march in and grab them if everybody's dead, you know? And I think the thing that people have got to understand, it's not just the action, it's the perception of the action. That's what Jason was saying. You can terrorize and you can put so much fear in a person that they'll do anything.
I remember reading Pentagon studies when they were worried the Russians were going to pour across in the 60s into Europe, and they had stay-behind teams where they did reports where five commandos could make a whole city panic, and that would kill tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands with just shooting crowds, blowing up a few buildings, dumping gas into ventilation systems on skyscrapers. Five guys in a few hours can make a city go completely ape. That's what they test doing. Go ahead.
That's because, Alex, they're trying to make the perception the reality. That is their goal. You know, if we perceive this is real, then we will go to the centers. We will go to the hospitals. And like you said...
But notice how they've been building the grid up forever.
Yeah, you know, those documents...
And right as they announce the world government, all this happens.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's too coincidental, isn't it, that Joe Biden said the first 100 days, and then you've got, the usurper on TV tonight talking about everything's fine. See, this is what's astonishing to me, that there's almost a, if you will, a neurosis that's been exported to the television viewers, and I believe that, you know, television is what's controlling 99% of minds in America.
It's a spell. It's a spell.
Right.
A spell's an old-fashioned word for mind control.
And guess what? That's exactly what the Bible talks about. You quoted Babylon, Babylon has fallen. And ladies and gentlemen, a spell. One of the complaints that God uses when he judges Mystery Babylon, I believe that's the United States of America, is they wouldn't repent of their sorceries, Alex. Their spell. Their pharmaceuticals. Their mind control. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when everybody who's on any form of mind-altering drugs can no longer get those drugs? Look, you're an old street fighter, okay? There's a whole difference between street smarts and book smarts. You put a guy who's got street smarts into the world, he knows how to make it on the street. You put somebody with a PhD or multiple PhDs with no street smarts, and man, the guy is nothing but prey for the vultures. And what the whole point of that statement is that, ladies and gentlemen, the vultures are circling, and they consider you now too dumb. And look, I've heard the Illuminists tell me, you and Jones and others like you, you think you can win. You can't win. I said, listen, I may not win, And I said, I understand the book. Just like you guys have the Book of the Dead, I have the Book of Life. But I can tell you this, it does get bad, but there is a promise. And this is the one that terrifies them, Alex, that those who stand against evil and resist the devil can prevail. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The Book of Daniel. I'm so serious. In all the years I've been on talk radio, tonight I have called the entire country to prayer at 11 o'clock, okay, to pray against these devils that God would absolutely strip the mask off them and make known to the people the serious nature of the wickedness. The Bible says there's nothing that has been hidden that won't be revealed. And that's not preaching to anybody. That's just the seriousness of the hour.
Well, Steve, stay there, because then let's have you say a prayer at 11 o'clock Eastern or 11 o'clock? Because it's already 11 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock.
No, 11 o'clock, whatever time zone they're in. In other words,
You're on with us out of Texas in Central Standard Time all over the world. So stay with us when we come back at 11 sharp. Come out of the break, say that prayer, and then we'll let you go. Let's take some calls right now, okay?
Got it.
Kyle in Washington. And if you don't like him leading us in prayer, you can tune out and. You know, there are no atheists in foxholes, folks. And if you haven't noticed you're in one, you need to wake up, because your little atheist friends aren't going to help you during this. Kyle in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, my uncle's dad in the 70s took the flu shot, and he passed away from it.
Yeah, the numbers I've got is that they vaccinated a few million. They wanted to vaccinate everybody. And tens of thousands died, and you can find that in books and literature. The media says 500 and something. Press reports say, the encyclopedias say 400 and something. The media says 50. You know, then you see 25 the next day, but, you know, they're lying. The point is, this stuff just wiped everybody out. And I remember people that, you know, when I was alive, I remember people talking about how many people got hurt by it. I mean, some people would die the day they gave it to you, and most of them within 10 years got cancer. It was a soft kill weapon. Show me, what is your family saying about your uncle dying? Are they looking to roll up their sleeves?
Well, you know what? We're just trying to keep in good spirits and just stay away from the men in black ski masks with their needles. You know, there's no reason to take the shot. You know, even if you are sick, just eat healthy, I'm not a doctor, but just...
Well, ask God for guidance as well, and lead God and direct you, but the issue here is, notice how there's federal grants in hundreds of cities, including Austin, where I live, where without warrants, it's a blank order from a judge, and they say, you know, it's like a letter of mark, it's not a real, a real warrant is places to be searched, people to be searched, eyewitness of what they're looking for, oath or affirmation, face your accuser. This just is a blank check, and they're, quote, taking blood at checkpoints. Then the FBI announces, and in Austin and everywhere they set them up, they go, oh, we're going to take everybody at checkpoints' DNA out of their cheek, because they don't have to take blood. It's just large cells on the inner cheek. They scrape it. Steve, I mean, this. Think of 1984. If in the book they had checkpoints taking your blood, people would say, oh, that's too much in a police state. That couldn't happen. But today it's just calmly announced, and we're under the spell, so we go along with it.
Well, absolutely, and the thing is I've been writing about the genetic nature of the beast for 15, 16 years, Alex. See, the thing is, everybody's got to understand, why is the obsession with the blood, okay? What is this obsession? Not only are they wanting 100% lethal kill, if someone should develop immunity, let's say someone is blessed with something strange in their body or wonderfully a blessing in their body, they want to make sure that they incorporate that into their genetic time bomb that they're now
releasing.
And that's
why, publicly, the Human Genome Project is Cold Spring Harbor, New York, the eugenics headquarters, and that is why at birth for 36 years, all babies in the West have their blood taken, and I told you this, now it's mainstream news, and put in the Genome Project, and they then say they own your blood and your DNA.
Right, and see, the thing is, the Bible says the life is in the blood. Obviously, you run out of blood, you die. But these people have a blood fetish. They must offer blood. It's like why the human sacrifice. And again, I understand we got into this little
bit.
Well,
the life is in the blood, the immunity, everything, the genetics. Burmish, you were going
to
say something.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to point out that Obama got on TV yesterday and said, oh, we're so behind on this. This is catching us by surprise. We really got to pump funding in this. We really don't have any programs.
that and really by the way, all this. The Europeans are talking about how with BioShield, they have these tens of billions of dollars for this. There's no behind.
Behind, they have Plum Island off of New York where they study these things, admittedly.
And they built 36 level 4 bioweapons labs everywhere, and the whole world marvels at the GDP that's put into this stuff to kill us. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Steve.
The amount of money that's been spent in genetic engineering and genetic weaponry, Alex, cannot even be measured in a standard sense, because whether you've got the Department of Energy, the way everything is laundered and hidden through the Pentagon, secret budgets, offshore accounts, banks that are owned by specific intelligence agencies. See, that's why Bernie Madoff didn't get offed, okay? Because if you want to know the keeper of the secrets, I'm just throwing this in for free, the keeper of the secrets of everyone's intelligence laundering financial assets. But when you spend trillions and trillions and trillions, look, people don't understand that genetic engineering isn't what they're reading about glowing dogs in Korea, okay? It's so far advanced that literally, the plan to replace man is not hundreds, 50, 10 years away. I can only tell you this. People simply cannot grasp the nature of evil, okay?
That's it's well past cloverleaf level, to use a movie analogy. Let's take a call from Reese in Texas. Thanks, Kyle. Reese, you're on the air with Steve Quayle, Jason Burmis, and myself.
Hey, guys. Just to update the listeners, I called in a couple times to your show. The original outbreak here in Texas started less than 2 miles from my home. So, anyway.
That's right. Just north of San Antonio. You called Saturday night.
That's right. I'm very concerned about this. Texas declares a state of emergency here. I don't know what that means, but of course
it means martial law. The UN's gone to level 6.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about. I mean, you know, I'm just very, very concerned about that. And I just want to know what you would do if you're in my position.
The wages of sin are death. We're an evil country. We're all going to be judged. This is only the beginning. This is a beta test. But we'll get Steve Quayle's take of what you should do and get Burmese's take when we get back, Reese. We appreciate you. We'll talk to Nate, Mark, Bo, and others when we get back, and we'll have that prayer coming up in T-minus 9 minutes. If you don't like it, tune out and enjoy the New World Order. Anymore. We got hacked tonight officially. Where did my AISD State Health Department secret document go?
Maybe right there?
No, I mean, where does everything go in these huge stacks?
Things
oh, there it
disappear.
Is. It's over there in your area.
No, that's the WHO.
That's the UN.
Yes, the WHO document.
I keep bringing documents in here.
Is this
what?
It right here? Right here? No, that second part?
I'll find it. It doesn't
right.
matter. I wanted to tell people they're saying we're really at level 6. I'll find it and read it coming up in the next hour because it's so important.
And I think we're going to play that Russia Today clip also.
Well, we got the original in there. Rob's still here working. We asked him to bring it into me.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, dude. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I found it. Let's take some more calls. Let's talk to Nate in ME. What is ME?
Maine, maybe?
Maine. Hey, what's up, Nate?
Hello, Alex, Jason, and Steve. I just got a report of 3 new New World Order cocktail flu viruses up here in Kennebec County, where I am in Maine. And I wanted to add that this area is a big hot spot for chemtrails. I have multiple videos I put on YouTube of all the chemtrail activity.
Okay, but what, 3
here.
People in your area of Maine have come down sick?
Yep.
Man, with I tell the, you, Steve, I'm looking at Drudge and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and all these, but the main news sites, it's just pouring in cases everywhere. But they left the border open back on last Friday saying it was no problem. This is just outrageous, Steve.
And by the way, Alex, yesterday on, I believe it was either MSNBC or CNN, a gentleman was saying, you know, this supposedly originated from Mexico. Maybe we have to shut the borders off on Mexico immediately. The correspondent's like, look, this isn't an immigration issue, sir. This is, you know, right away. This isn't about immigration. I'm talking about swine flu. And she just kept cutting him off. And the guy was like, Well, if it originated there, then why wouldn't we cut?
And
no,
it's
I don't want to talk about that.
And it's supposed,
you're racist. I mean,
and it's supposed, and we got to turn our guns in because they're disarmed in Mexico.
And you know something I said to you over the break. You know, I'm never one of those guys. You know, that's always, you know, talking about, yeah, I'm going to tough up. I'm ready to take this. Look, they try to come take me and get me to be forcefully inoculated or go to their FEMA camps. I don't care what I've got, whether it's a piece of wood with a nail in it. I'm using it. I'm not going anywhere. And you know, that guy asked you, you know, what are we to do if this really happens? Listen, don't get on the trains. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. Talk to your families. Make sure you don't take the inoculations no matter what.
Because this herd is going to do what they're told, most of them, and it's just a nightmare. And they're gauging to see when they do the real bioattack, I believe. Will the slaves go along with it? Steve Quayle?
Unfortunately, they are going to go along with it because they're going to be scared. And, Alex, what we've been trying to do, contrary to our critics that accuses of being fear-mongers, is give the antidote for fear. The antidote for fear is always knowledge. God says his people, notice who that is? His people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And not that he doesn't give it to them, but that they reject the knowledge that he gives them. You know, obviously, if everybody had watched your videos, they'd know exactly what is in play. But it's strange because now it doesn't matter if it's Huntsville, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, everywhere. Here's what's going to happen. If people need to move, and Alex, I've got to make this clear to people, if they're going to leave their present location...
They better do it by tomorrow. I'm starting to agree with you. If they've already gone to level 6, that's lock everything down.
Yep. And
in
I'm
fact,
telling
my wife's been saying,
look,
should we go, should we go, should we go?
Yep.
We don't have anywhere to go, but I think I may go ahead, but I don't know if that's any safer.
Well, when I say go, I mean if you can go to the country, go to a friend, go to a relative.
No, I've got a place. I've got family land I can send my wife and kids to. And I guess I'll just stay here, or do I just leave and not do the radio and kind of hang out and hope it all peters out?
Well,
I
don't know if you know
this,
but
thank you. I can call in on the show.
Hey, Alex?
Yes, sir.
I called everyone to prayer for you tonight on my radio show and prayed on the air because, look, whether people want to admit it or not, you were one of the guys and the guy that stepped into the middle of a foray, and you may feel like the whole world and the whole world's against all of us. It doesn't matter. Jason, myself, all the talk radio show hosts who really get it out there. The bottom line is if God be for us, who can be against us? Saying all that,
I got to come back in 1 minute. Say your prayer. Okay, folks, we're skipping the intro music there. Steve, you were making a point about talk shows that have stood up, and we're going to say this prayer in a moment. It's so serious that to live this, to know this, to know it's real, to know it's true, to have the documents and be laughed at, you don't even feel bad you're being laughed at. You feel sad for the people that don't know history, that don't know who the elite are, that don't know what we're dealing with on this planet. And you were finishing up that comment, and then you were going to say a prayer for folks, and I think it'd be good for you to lead that since it was your idea.
I want to share this with you. I felt compelled. I felt if I did not pray, and I prayed for you and your family's protection, and I've called every intercessor. An intercessor is not just somebody that says a nice prayer like scrub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, Jesus, okay? An intercessor is someone that knows how to go into the literal presence of living God. And I got news for you. It's worked time and time again. I can't stop the New World Order, but I can stop their plans of destruction of those I love and care for. And by the way, brother, and I say that to you, Alex, I am so grateful for the things that you have done and the lives that have been touched. Because, Alex, a lot of people are going to have a lot of blood on their hands. I don't think I'd want to be a pastor standing before the judgment seat of Almighty God who has lied or kept the truth back from his people. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, I call everyone in this country tonight at 11 o'clock. That means if it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast, you're already praying. It's 11 in Texas. That's when you pray, or you pray right now with me. But I want to pray. Can I do that, Alex?
Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, this is a very dangerous hour. For, Lord, now has the judgment come upon this land. We're a nation of blood. And, Lord, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus, first of all, for my friend Alex and his family, Lord, I ask your supernatural safety, because, God, it's coming so fast and furious. And I ask for every person, Lord, that knows you, and those who are yet to know you, Lord, that you would move in mercy and spare them. Lord, this nation has sinned to a degree not known in history. And, Lord, I ask, even though you're going to judge this land, your judgment falls, Lord, no matter what the Luciferians are doing, you will have a people that are protected, the shadow of the Almighty. And, Lord, I pray for peace for people, Lord. I come against that spirit of fear that the evil one is trying to put into everyone. And I ask, Lord, that you will grant supernatural direction to every person who is listening to this broadcast tonight, and even those who don't know you, that they might know what to do. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. And we thank you, God, that your will is that none should perish. My prayer, Lord God, is that every single person that has listened to Alex, that has seen the videos, that has heard me, heard whoever's out there warning, would take those warnings to heart and would act in a direct, a concise manner, in such a manner that they would leave where they need to leave, stay in a way they need to stay if you tell them to do that. But, Lord, I pray for the protection and the supernatural direction, Lord, upon your servant Alex tonight, Lord, and Jason, Lord, and all those that have stood up. And, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that those in the military, those in law enforcement, those who are in federal agencies, state agencies, that have been given orders that are unconstitutional, not to mention unconscionable, and completely from the pit of hell, would have such conviction, Lord. Your word promises, the Bible, the Holy Bible promises, there's nothing that's hidden that won't be revealed. Lord, reveal these things and let the men and women who can stand up rise up and challenge them at the point. Whether, Lord, you give us another hour, another day, another week, or another month, it's up to you in your mercy. But, Lord, as the hand of Almighty God falls across the world, I pray in Jesus' name that you will remember mercy in your judgment. And I thank you, God, for giving wisdom, understanding, protection, direction, provision, guidance, Lord, and absolute peace to the people that call upon your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's beautiful. And you read what the founding fathers said. They really believed it. George Washington prayed and didn't tell God what to do. Just said, please guide me and please make me a vessel. And you know, I've always said that prayer. And I know that there's good and evil. I know there's a creator of the universe. And there's a destroyer. And Steve, there's very few people that I can say are my colleagues and have experienced some of the stuff I've experienced. And I know you have and more. I know Jason is now in the last few years. And it strengthens us. You know, evil you can flip on like a switch and get power. Goodness, you have to make sacrifices and face a lot of evil before the comfort comes. But now I'm ready to, whatever happens, I'm ready to face it thanks to good people like you. Steve, let's come back and do one more segment with Jason Burmes here on the Info Warrior. Recap some of the top news stories and take phone calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We got 55 minutes left. InfoWars.com, SteveQuell.com, TheInfoWarrior.com. By the way, we're having to move IP addresses and things around because the hack attack goes past our CDNs over, snoops out ports, and then hits them. And then when they get mad, they howl like Ringwraiths with anger when we go back up, and they blast entire server farms and networks with unholy amounts of bandwidth.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. InfoWars is down right now.
I mean, they hit it. I mean, I got the graphs in there.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as they find that port, as soon as it, you know, goes back to the old port in 2 hours, it's just waiting and just bam, comes right in. And InfoWars is hacked again, and we have this from the service provider. We have it all. I mean, it's not just us. And my IT guys don't just make this up like other, you know, loser IT guys. Oh, we got hacked today. We got hacked last week. Oh, we had a problem. No, I'll get on air and say, oh, our system screwed up or our phone system screwed up. No, folks, we're being hit. And, that's kind of a satisfying thing, Steve Quayle, to know that we're actually having an effect on these people.
Well, absolutely, because, you know, when you live in darkness, Alex, the thing that really makes you nervous is the light. And see, when you start shining light on what these, individuals are up to, they don't like it, because as long as they can stay in an amorphous mass of evil, okay, there's protection. But remember, the minute they who spend all their lives spying on us start getting spied on, what do? They run and pass the law and say no fair. Well, I can tell you this, that they are instigating, and initiating. They want a mass uprising because all of their toys have to be used. And, again, it's fascinating because I can tell you what's coming from the world of espionage. The Chinese, the Russians, and everybody who wants payback, a wonderful song that Charlie Daniels wrote called Payback Time. Everyone should go and listen to that on YouTube.
Google it. Payback Time, Charlie Daniels. Let's play it. Go ahead.
The thing is that we're at that time now where, again, the good folks are thinking, and let me share this, do not any of you who work for law enforcement, the military, allow your family to be taken away to, quote, some safe place under the false promise that they'll be okay. They'll be used as a weapon against you. I've been briefed on it.
No, I have the Washington Post saying they're going to take people's kids and make them turn their guns in to get them. I mean, that's not even debated.
It even is more sinister than that, because basically they'll send someone out to do unconscionable things and under the threat of hurting or doing their family. It's simple. You want to see your family again? You know, you go do this. And again, it's pretty tough. Rare is the man that can stand up against that.
Well, let's play Payback Time. We're going to take some calls, Steve Quayle.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll Payback Time. Here it is.
Big white house shakes his head, moans about the misery of his fellow man, just as though he really cared, while the hand he holds behind his back conceals the truth from those he is deceiving. The camera rolls another reel, while the robots on the hill are dashing madly to and fro, smiling at the status quo, while in the secret smoke-filled rooms they sell the very air you are breathing.
Yeah, global attacks.
When it's payback time and you take that final ride, when there is no place to run to and there ain't no place to hide, the Supreme Court of the universe, where justice is not blind and no prisoners will be taken. When it's payback time. Another day, another night, another precious unborn life will never see the light of day, will never run or jump or play. It's just another sacrifice to that greenback god of choice that you are serving. Their blood cries out to be avenged, and someday you will cower and cringe where the books don't lie, the judge don't deal, no high-priced lawyers to appeal, where the verdict is eternal and you can't escape the sentence you're deserving. When it's payback time and heaven rules supreme, when your gold and silver's worthless and you stand before the king, when your nightmares are reality and there is no exit sign and it's too late for repentance, when it's payback time.
The devil went down to Georgia looking for a soul to steal. He's way behind. If anybody's way behind, looking to make a deal. They came across this young man playing on a fiddle and doing it hot. Something like that.
Sun comes up, the pendulum swings, and each new frightening morning brings the children's cries, the cannon roar more loudly than the day before. The wax of time is dripping down from both ends of that candle brightly burning. A mighty shout, a trumpet blast, when the last is first, the first is last. The world is hushed, time stands still, and the final chapter is fulfilled. The sky will part, each knee will bow, to greet the awesome hour of his return. When it's payback time, and the sheep are gathered in, when the roar is called up yonder, and it's
When the wedding supper's ready and the faithful call to dine, we'll be sitting at the table. When it's payback time.
Payback time, good stuff. We ought to Google the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind. He was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sitting on a hickory stump playing it hot or something like that.
Yeah.
We need to go ahead and
get one of my favorite songs as a kid, actually.
That's a good song.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
The devil went down to Georgia. All right, let's take some more calls for Steve Quayle, and we're going to let him go at the next segment and recap all the top stories. And my God, they're incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the air worldwide, sir.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Pretty good, sir. Go ahead.
Jason? Yeah, I'm actually an anthrax vaccine survivor. I was in the Marine Corps, and so I've learned a few things. Number one, anything the government says cannot be believed. And
yeah, Mark, you haven't called in a couple years. I remember hearing from you a long time ago. You should send me a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I'm originally from Minnesota.
I remember Minnesota,
yeah.
Yeah. We've been calling about 10 years or something, 12 years?
Not quite that long, but I've been a pretty long-time listener.
I remember hearing it from you, yeah.
But we know that, pretty much everything the government says is not true, and the government certainly doesn't care about us. I mean, they kill more people than what they claim have died from the supposed swine flu, with the vaccines, with the anthrax vaccine. They've killed more of their own troops, and we don't hear them.
Yeah, they're using this as a political distraction to grandstand, to push police state, and then be our saviors.
Right.
We hope. I've been saying that for 4 or 5, 6 days since last Friday. Now I'm thinking I may be wrong. I mean, let's see what happens. Steve Quayle comments. I appreciate your call, Mark. Good to hear from you.
Well, I'm glad he's the survivor, because I heard from a lot of parents who lost their sons and some daughters by taking the vaccine. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. It was an unproven vaccine. I think originally it was produced by, Michigan Biologicals or something like that. And the thing is, Alex, is they knew then. And even though presented with an infinite amount of emphasis and evidence, they still vaccinated. I remember a whole air wing in the National Guard quit because they were listening to
a
broadcast that I was doing, saying, look, you guys, it's not enough that you may die in combat. These guys are trying to get you whacked before you ever get over there, and I want to share something.
And more importantly, they like to beta test to see if they can hurt and kill people and then get away with it. It's all a test. Go ahead.
Well, sure, because if you experiment on the military, everything's, quote, classified, everything's secret, you know? And the thing that what we're seeing now on a global scale is the introduction of the most sophisticated, diabolical means and methods to kill the most amount of people with the least amount of effort. Hey, these guys are businessmen. If they can do it for 500 million, why do it for a billion? The idea of generating a fake terror incident or a fake medical incident, then making someone go and take an unproven vaccine by a company that's only got death in its history, I got news for you. You know, somebody said, well, if I don't take it, they're going to kill me. I said, if you take it, they will kill you. The vaccine will kill you. I don't care if this, listen, here's where I'm at. I don't care if the odds against me are 1,000,000,000,000, but I am not going to take their dictate. I'll stand with God. I'll go down with God. He'll raise me up. But the bottom line is, I am not going to take a sure death of lethal injection with a smiley nurse or some stormtrooper sitting in the background going, sucker, under his breath.
Exactly. Steve Quayle, as this unfolds, we'll continue to check in with you throughout the week. SteveQuayle.com, our sites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. InfoWars is down again, hacked, destroyed, annihilated. That tells us we're doing the right work. Thank you for all your great work and all your prayers, everything you do, Steve. You're just an amazing person. We appreciate the time you've been spending with us, and we'll be praying for you as well, Steve.
Thank you, Alex. Good night, everyone. Good night, Jason.
Night.
All right, we'll come back, and Jason's going to be in the cockpit.
tortured. He's looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man, sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, the devil jumped upon a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. You probably didn't even know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll just make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but let's give the devil this due. I bet this fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. Boy, said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'm going to take that bet and you're going to regret because I'm the best it's ever been."
Johnny rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause there's more peace in Georgia and the devil feels hard. If you win, you get the shiny fiddle, let it go.
If you lose, the devil gets your soul.
That's a live version. It's not as good as the studio one. And I was saying it's like a comfort, like a baby likes a blanket. Or, you know, like a little bottle. We're all worried about the bird flu or the swine flu or whatever it is today. And so we're busy going back to our redneck roots. I didn't know in upstate New York you were a Charlie Daniels fan.
I'm rednecks here than Austin, man. Like, that's what I try to tell people. There are more cowboys.
No. I've seen Brother's Keeper. Hey, but go back to that. Look below it. I want the studio version of The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
All right, we'll get that.
Okay, fine.
Version.
I will show you. Meanwhile, the New Order is launching its full operation right
why
now.
Why don't we play, while they're waiting for that, why don't we play the Russian TV clip? It's only 2.5 minutes where they say,
I want to take calls in a minute and tell them all about martial law level 6. But first, let's hear this. Go ahead. There you go, baby. Now we're talking. Crank that up. Devil Went Down to Georgia. Looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind. Way behind, was willing to make a deal.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Burns, you are absolutely horrid.
The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
All right, stop it. Go back to the video. No more of Burns acting ridiculous. Go back to the video.
When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
I was done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no."
I personally thought the devil's plan was better.
You know, when I was a kid, I was like, what is this, like, rock music and the thing? And then this, like, was the first time I heard, like, a curse word in a song, too, that's coming up. I was like, whoa, this is way cool.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no."
Good stuff. your commie music.
And now my communist music. That's right.
All right, I'm going to shut up. I promise your phone calls straight ahead as all sorts of crazy stuff happens. Bo, Stan, Cody, Rick, and others. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. I've actually had a horrible day, but it's been a good day. Woke a lot of folks up. Stay with us.
In the command chair, it's the InfoWar with Jason Burns. I've been joined by Alex Jones and Steve Quayle basically all night. We're talking about this.
It's now called the command chair.
You know it's the command center. It's the command chair in the command center. I feel like Captain Kirk right now on the Starship Enterprise. And we are really just breaking down what's going on with this swine flu, with the panic surrounding the swine flu, with the documents that they're now coming forward with saying, oh, we're at level 5, but we're probably going to be at level 6. And level 6 means mass roundups and mandatory inoculations. But don't be worried. We're only going to have the people inoculate.
What do you think they do when they come by to take you to the camp? It's don't worry.
Yeah,
don't worry. Be happy. Like images of dead bodies being dumped over cliffs and burning bodies like in the first release of the film I Am Legend back in the 60s or whatever.
No, the Omega Man is what it was called.
It was one before that.
Really? That Charlton Heston was in the
Google Omega Man. I Am Legend IMDb.
I'm almost
there's
sure.
There's a book, I Am Legend, and there's a black and white.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a black and... See, I know that the original Dawn of the Dead was based on the I Am Legend novel. They actually talk about that in the DVD extras or whatever. And I know the I Am
quality production.
Hey, I like zombies.
All right, let's go to the calls. We promised to go to them. We'll play this Russia Today thing coming up.
I believe that we're on Bo in Texas. If he's still there, Bo, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
This is BL in Texas.
Oh, BL.
Gentlemen.
BL. Hey, BL, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm just sitting here with my kitty cats and my friends, Mr. Glock and Mr. Simonov and Mr. Kalashnikov.
Mr. Al-Qaeda. That's all Al-Qaeda. According to Homeland Security.
And his poker buddy, Smith & Wesson. They're both there, I believe.
Mr. Ruger's here, too. After Steve Quayle's internet show went off today, I went out, drove around, and bought all the gas I had containers for. And I have to tell you, there's not one cop, there's not one sheriff's deputy, there's not one federalized state trooper on the streets here. If I had
and that happened right before 9/11 and right after 9/11.
If I had to guess, the nearest fusion center probably looks like a police convention. I don't know where it is. It's probably in Tyler. But I'm just wondering, all of us that are on the red or the blue list, what kind of overt actions can we expect in the next couple of weeks?
You know, I don't want to disagree with Steve Quayle. I think he's a really smart guy. Maybe he's right, but I think they're going to beta test this, get us all used to it. So when they really drop the hammer later, like Napolitano said, Sunday, we'll stand down thinking it's no big deal. I think this is a way to hype the fearful but acclimate the people that have courage where we don't respond when they really do it. But maybe I'm wrong. But they're going to let society break down first, if it is coming right now, with rioting and people dying and begging for the news images of people going, give us help, give us help. That's how they come. And then they'll say, oh, our people delivering food convoys were hit by terrorist groups and, you know, stuff like that. And so in the breakdown of society, make a bunch of martyrs out of dead cops and military and then demonize those of us that don't go along. They've got to get the sheeple to, you know, make little pouty faces and go, if these patriot people would have just gone along with what they were told, everything would be all right. You're making a pouty face now,
I'm very upset. You know, this whole thing is just so upsetting to me. Like I said to you, Jones, I really don't want it to come down to violence, but I ain't taking no shot from nobody. I don't care. It's not going to happen.
Well, nobody's taking my kids anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know what? I mean,
it's not even a courage thing. It's default. You die.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
But see, that makes the New World Order happy, though. They want us to chew up all the cops and military who are just like the public.
Look, just don't come to
less intelligence than a bucket of rocks. A bunch of fluoride heads watch TV all day. I have no idea what they're dealing with. Hey, BL, what do you think of this? I mean, you've been listening, I guess, for over 10 years, haven't you?
About 11, I think, since you got fired and went on Genesis. I think that the incrementalism hasn't been working for them too well the last few years. If they're showing their hand now and waiting for incrementally everything to go their way, I think they're underestimating us because we are kicking their butts in the information war.
That's why they may be turning over the chessboard. Maybe they want a hot war. I don't know at this time. Like, they're really slick psyops. We don't know. I just know that it's all about Obama being calm. He's up there. He's handling it. What's going on now, Burmy?
This right here is a woman out in Canada wearing a mask, but she has the SS logo on it, and she's got a little thing through it. And this story is basically we've got 19 confirmed in Canada now. Like I was saying, it's doubled. Since yesterday, apparently, and now this is, you know, now it's they're hyping it up in Canada, basically. You know, they gotta hype it up in Canada, Mexico.
Those who just joined us, for those that don't know, I have confirmed from one of the State Health Department people with the document. Don't show any of those Burmese on air. I know you're in my seat right now. It's fine. I just want to warn you. Let me have that one from the for the states. No, that's not it. That's the Royal Society with how they cooked it up. But I mean, it doesn't matter. It's there in the stack. It's right there.
This one right here?
No, that stack right there.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Thanks. I mean, BL, did you hear this about how the state's saying internally that, and this is official, I've called the numbers on this, clinical attack rate may be 40-50%. This is the number of people who show symptoms versus the regular 10-15% who come in contact with it. This is a huge number. It's hard to convey the seriousness of this. The virulence or deadliness of this virus is as bad as here as in Mexico, and there are folks on ventilators here in the U.S. right now. This has not been in the media, but a 23-month-old, this is last night, and then this came out in the morning, it was correct, is fighting for his life in Houston, and a pregnant woman just south of San Antonio is fighting for her life. Did Kurt or Paul or anybody get this up tonight? I mean, I sent them this at like 5 o'clock.
That's a good question. I'm not sure if that one.
InfoWars is up and down, up and down.
No, but if a nuke goes off and I give it to them, they might post it or something. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying this is big news. I don't know if people know what they're reading here. This is from the State Health Department, okay? Mm-hmm. I called the phone numbers. So we brought the MIAC and everything else. This is real.
And then we have Steve Quayle telling us they're shutting down school districts in Texas
right now. It's already happened. It's in the mainstream news.
Yeah.
It says, during the night, we crossed the threshold for the definition of the World Health Organization Phase 6 global pandemic. See, I told you yesterday when we were at 4, we were at 5. They announced we were at 5 today. We're now at 6. This is total martial law run by the UN. It's officially announced. This is just saying we're at 6, secret document. But they're announcing that the UN is telling the U.S. what to do. I mean, BL, this is being done with supposedly a few people dying. Maybe it really is killing people and they're covering it up. Because the media is so controlled.
They can't seem to get their stories straight. What concerns me is what's going on in California, North Carolina, and Florida.
And that's those drills.
Well, they have troops from 12 countries landing in Florida on mainstream news. I guess you can't go to InfoWars.com. It's been hacked. By the way, BL, we're not just saying this. You don't hear us often saying we're being hacked for sure. This is definitely a hack from the big IT center and my people here. And they're doing it sophisticatedly, going through firewalls, going through codes, shutting it down. And then when we fix that, they blast everything with denial of service attacks so big, it's shutting down in giant server farms. Just to get at us because they can't get through our codes. You understand they're blasting everything, BL.
Oh, I believe it. The InfoWars site has been up and down ever since you guys have been on the air tonight. It loads with errors or it won't load at all. They are going after you with big firepower.
Well, believe me, we're seeing it. We've got an article there. It's up on prisonplanet.com. I hate to give them ideas. That site's up. And there's truthnews.us, jonesreport.com. We'll let everybody know if they shut my big sites down. We'll have that. We got the Genesis sites. We got other sites. We'll start telling you what new site we're on daily, I guess.
Well, I guess we could also upload Infowars.com to Infowars.net. I mean, Infowars.net is run by Steve Watson.
But it has a lot of great stuff. Infowars.net has its own news. No, yeah. I mean, no, that's why I've got all these auxiliaries, because we used to get a hit a lot, but we got a lot more sophisticated and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just, this is definitely the Pentagon, mm-hmm. which they admit they have these big.
And by the way, Alex, we also have that other video queued up that we haven't played yet where they talk about these drills and the commander's like, this is just so great. We've got all these other countries for the first time running these drills with us. It's just the super best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, I played that on my radio show today, and I'll be back tomorrow live at 11. I'm exhausted. This will be 7.5 hours for me today. Plus, I did some interviews this morning. BL, good hearing from you, buddy. Have fun.
All right.
Go ahead.
Load your guns.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. Let's jump to Stan in San Diego. Stan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. I was wondering, are either of you familiar with a guy by the name of Herbert W. Armstrong?
I've heard that name. Refresh my memory.
He was a guy who headed up the Worldwide Church of God. He used to have a program back in the 80s called The World Tomorrow.
I remember that in Dallas on the radio, yeah.
Yeah, we used to be members of that church group. And
all my parents listened to the whole time I grew up was different Christian radio, so I've heard it all. I used to hear that one guy who was always exercising the demons. I'd laugh at it. My mom would get mad. Who's the guy out of Colorado?
I don't know. My mom was big into the evangelists, but it was all those TV evangelists.
Oh, no, my mom made fun of them. But anyways, tell me what this guy said.
Well, one of the things about the vaccines the group was about was you didn't have to accept any medical procedure that you did not think was deemed necessary.
So they were preaching against the vaccines that many years ago, saying you don't have to take them. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like Al-Qaeda to me.
Must be. Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I don't remember ever having a vaccination.
Oh, that's Al-Qaeda, sir.
Yeah, you must be deathly ill right now. I don't know. How are you living and breathing? Sir, take the vaccination.
You don't trust the government that openly kills everybody routinely in bioweapon tests? I mean, this is insane.
Actually, I've hardly ever been sick.
Well, that's another. That's because the spirit of Al-Qaeda is in there. And the vaccine will flush that out.
He's obviously a super soldier terrorist.
Well, the mercury will heal him. They'll probably have public events where you drink mercury. I love government. Oh. Drink big guns.
Yeah, I'm Al-Qaeda and proud of it.
All right, sir, we appreciate your call. Yeah, you own guns, love God, love freedom, love free market, love freedom. You're evil. Mm-hmm. See, freedom is evil. Tyranny is good.
Tyranny is excellent.
Freedom is slavery, and slavery is peace, and lies are truth. And
mm-hmm. It'll be good for us to get on the FEMA camp, get nice labor in, you know, some manual labor.
Exactly. Fitness.
I'll get a nice tan out there, too, I'm sure.
Let's go to the next Al-Qaeda operative.
Right, you got it. Let's go to Cody in Oklahoma. Cody, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Me and my roommate, we were looking, and we found out that there's supposedly cases now in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And we sent a link to Aaron earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we were looking through different things, and I was just curious as to whether, since earlier this week I remember some guy saying from Mexico that only a bunch of people were dying of, like, quote, respiratory failure, but not necessarily the bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, while we were looking through things, a couple of years ago there was a cold virus, and it was a cold strain called AD14, and it killed about 10 people. And it acted as like a pneumonia and shut down people's respiratory systems. And I was just wondering if you thought maybe that could be a bat on the back burner, and they're hyping up the swine.
You know, I'm not laughing at you, sir. They're in there making funny faces. I mean, they got to stop it. We've been up here too much. We're not even taking serious issues serious anymore. It's like gallows humor. Say it again. What were you saying? Let me get serious.
Oh, it's fine. You have to have a little.
I just can't look at vermis if I am going to. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
That's pretty goofy looking, too. Look like some toad creature. I'm sorry. Sir, start over. Go ahead. I've been up here too long.
Okay.
The stress is getting to me.
I can imagine. Anyway, in November of 2007, there was a cold flu that was had mutated. It was called AD14, was the strain they gave the name. And it had killed 10 people, and it was, you know, known as a respiratory disease, too. And I was just wondering if you thought maybe the swine flu has been hyped up and something like that could have come
in. Well, let me say this. You know, when that happened in 2007, that's when you really started to see the implementation in airports that, for instance, that, oh, come get your flu shot right here, and people would do it. They clamored for the flu shots. That's the bottom line. And, you know, my family, too, and I warned them, don't take the flu shots. And they're lining right up, oh, we don't want to get sick, we don't want to get sick, we don't want to get sick, oh, I'm traveling. What they do there is they're beta testing how much fear they can instill in the population, how many false positives show up at a hospital, and how many people are just willing to roll up their sleeves and take whatever.
Yeah, I think this is a big beta test.
Yeah, I think this is a bigger beta test. I think that this is something that they do want to bring in Baxter vaccinations, and those Baxter vaccinations are actually what's going to cause the pandemic, a real pandemic.
But we have Novavax to save us.
Yeah, well, they're good people.
Oh, they're very good people.
And did that clear that up for you, Stan?
Internet outage brought to you by Novavax. Anyways, thank you, caller. Let's go to the next person.
You got it. Let's go to Rick in Florida. Rick, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, it's great to talk to you. That two-legged swine flu is just running like crazy across the whole world. I like that
analogy. And it came out of the orifice of David Rockefeller.
The two-legged swine. But anyway, look, I kind of figured this was just a beta test also to see how scared they could get everybody. But I wanted to know, how credible do you guys really think Henry Kissinger is? Because his September deadline is only 4 months away, and 180 million guns is a lot of guns.
Oh, you know what? I saw that story on the September deadline that Kissinger was calling to disarm. Don't believe that story. It had no basis in reality. There were no mainstream links. I believe that he said it at that. The claim was,
but it did turn out the Evian France quote about a crisis bringing the new world order.
Yeah, that's different. But this one was
a real player too, ain't he?
He is a real player. But this one came out from when he was meeting world leaders in Russia. He was meeting the Prime Minister of Russia. He was there with George Shultz, who's another big Bohemian Grove elitist that's been in the background for years.
He's another kingmaker.
Yeah, and I read those articles. I could not verify any of them. So if he really said that they were going to disarm us in 6 months, I haven't seen it. If they pull off something like this, it's in the
hoop. Well, hey, they've introduced the treaty to restrict a bunch of guns right now. I covered that on my show
today. They declare number 6, it's compulsory vaccinations, it's forced quarantines. If they're forced,
well, this is here. Yeah, this is here. This is happening. Anything else, caller?
Guns, man.
Anything else,
sir? I was just going to say, I believe that if it is going to go to a 6, then our real, you know, it's really going to be hiked up here in the next, you know, week or so. We should really start.
Well, I got state authorities saying the feds told them it's level 6, but don't tell the public.
Exactly. So, you know, it's liable to get hairy here, and I hope you guys can stay on the air.
Because we're going to try to.
You guys, I'm doing it. They can drag me from this seat right here.
That's the seat of Burmese.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I don't care if I've got to broadcast 9, 10, 12 hours. If this is really going down, I really don't got a house to go back to. Right here. You can watch it live on PrisonPlanet.tv as they drag me away kicking and screaming. As I stab them with highlighters, Jones. Whatever I got in my midst.
That highlighter is an Al-Qaeda rocket launcher. Let me see it. Watch this. I got proof it's a terrorist weapon. Oh, look at that, man. That is a deadly. Got to ban that. Got to get a 5-day waiting period on that. We'll be right back with the Jason Burmese, TheInfoWarrior.com. InfoWars shut down by enemy forces. Right now, you can go read the story we've got posted about how the government, and no doubt that's who it is literally massive denial of service attacks on the entire internet center, not just our servers, going over our CDNs, tracking, spidering over where the ports are. We move it, and then they find it, kind of like a rebel base, and they bombard it and knock it down. So this is a cat and mouse game, and I got two guys in there who've got black circles around their eyes. So, but hey, in the murder of InfoWars.com, it waters the Tree of Liberty. But this is becoming a big problem, so please spread the word about what's happening. PrisonPlanet.com is a backup. PrisonPlanet.tv is a backup. Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, ArnoldExposed.com, ObamaDeception.net. In fact, we could load Infowars.com to ObamaDeception.net.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know how that would work with the URLs, though. But we'll figure it out, and if you don't see Infowars tomorrow, well, you know, it's our little friends that you pay tax money to. They think we're all owned by them. But there's a funny guy in there who made the comment, one of the last comments in the story where I can still see InfoWars, and he said, I can see it, Obama in the White House with his laptop with denial of service attack tools taking orders from his teleprompter.
Well, you know, They've got to be aware of us, Alex.
They all know who we are.
Yeah, the Obama.
Remember, she forgot you have your retainer in.
Oh, I do have my retainer. I don't want to take it out on air. Anyway.
I've been wondering why when I tune into the show, it's like, hello, Beth Obama.
Sometimes I forget to leave it.
It's Beth Obama.
Anyway. You know, they've got to be aware of
what
us.
What a beautiful coat you have.
Biden himself has been confronted by Luke Radowski twice, by student scholars for 9/11 Truth. I mean, he knows who we are. They know who we are.
Luke Radowski?
Luke Radowski. And I would just like to point out, Alex, that this story is really so...
I like Burmese. It's fun to tease him.
Yeah, I love it. It's so important that we get this story out there, but we also had to clear just about every other story I printed, including, you know, the three terrorists that supposedly helped the 7/7.
I can't handle the stress anymore.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, those terrorists from the July 7th bombings, oh, they're acquitted. They didn't have anything to do with it. They're gone. I wanted to cover...
The government was running a drill the exact same trains and bus being attacked at the exact same time at the exact same place, just like 9/11. It's completely normal, Jason. They've been running FEMA drills simultaneously set up for months for a massive flu pandemic to coincide right now as it's happening. We haven't even written articles about that. There's so much intel, it's an inside job. We can't even cover it anymore. It is total insanity, and I'll be live if everything hasn't been hacked and attacked. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please support us. Please spread the word. Please buy some of the books and videos, because I'm spending money like it's going out of style around here. And that's about it, Bermie.
You know, I want to remind people, too, if you missed any of this program, the podcast will be posted over at theinfowarrior.com.
Which is on the same server as InfoWars, so I don't think so.
You know what? You can get the torrents, folks. The torrents are out there. You can check out the Alex Jones Show that way. You can check out my show. They're always up. They got hundreds of seaters each day, so you'll have no problem grabbing it.
And, folks, the average public doesn't know how to do that. The issue, you're right, it's a good idea. The point is, spread this stuff out there, because we don't know how long this is going to be available.
Well, hopefully it'll at least be up on
YouTube. In a way, it's horrible this is all happening, but I have to run to a farmhouse somewhere. I don't have to work this hard.
Yeah, but I can't. You know what?
Yeah, but I mean, then all the yuppies can go, you know, and then they can have what they want, and, you know.
Jones, I'm used to living on a farmhouse, man. I don't want to be holed up there for a week, a month, a year. I don't want to. I want to live my life, man. I want to go out.
I do, too. I just... 8-9 hours of radio today, you know, it's...
Well, you are the hardest working.
It's like a hot dog eating contest. The first two or three are good. After like 20, you're like, oh, my God. And I got all these horrible documents and total proof of all their evil, and I can hardly even cover it. Because it's just so self-apparent and, you know, openly there. It's ridiculous. And the public still thinks the government's going to help them, and they got another thing coming.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that the Indonesian prime minister is like, you know what, this looks like it's a bioweapon, and Western governments have done this before, and could be part of a eugenics program.
Sounds like he's seen Endgame from Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
He may have.
And who knows how long that'll be available, or the Obama deception. Folks, spread the word on this. Jason, thanks for having me sit in with you tonight. You'll be back tomorrow, 9 to midnight Central. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Folks, spread the word. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. InfoWars ain't doing too good, but just remember how good a job it did do before it ended. Bye-bye. Take care.
InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, cats.
Bye-bye, InfoWars.com.